Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
U.S. toll in Iraq climbs.
October is the deadliest month in a year for U.S. troops.
Poll shows war wearing on the GOP.
Iraq is first and foremost the top issue.
President Bush to sign border fence bill.
Most migrants will either go through it, over it, under it.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The American death toll in Iraq is now closing in on 100 for this month. A sailor and four Marines in Anbar province have been added to the growing list. With the U.S. military talking about a 12 to 18-month timetable for Iraqis to take over security, CBS's Cammy McCormick has found places where Americans still need to fill in the gaps.
Assalamu alaikum.
General J.D. Thurman, the commander of U.S. forces in Baghdad, is visiting Dora to check on Iraqi security forces operating a checkpoint here. He finds only 13 of the 21 Iraqi police officers on duty, and the local commander explains through an interpreter he hasn't gotten any reinforcements.
They have so many people who got injured, killed, and some AWOL.
The Sunnis here think these Iraqi police belong to Shiite militias. They told the general only the American troops can make them safe. That fear will complicate the U.S. objective of handing over security responsibilities to the Iraqis. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Baghdad.
From Afghanistan, word that at least 60 civilians were killed during NATO battles with militants this week in the southern part of the country. If confirmed, it's the highest civilian toll involving Western forces since the U.S.-led invasion in 2001. If the war is indeed the top issue in the midterm elections, Democrats are trying to use it to their advantage in new ads.
Stay the course.
Listen, we've never been stay the course.
It's never been a stay the course strategy.
And the latest poll from John Zogby indicates a change in congressional power may be coming.
If the election were held today, the Democrats would win control of the House, perhaps pick up 25 to 30 seats. Who knows, even more.
CBS's Bob Fuss has today's campaign trail report from Ohio.
How you guys doing? As Republican Senator Mike DeWine works the lunch crowd at Bun's Coffee Shop, he's swimming against the political tide.
Look, this is a tough race. We all understand it.
Republicans here are deep in the doghouse. Corruption scandals, a struggling economy, unpopular war. DeWine knows they're all helping drag him down.
I've got a long record of fighting for Ohio and making a difference. And that's really what this race comes down to.
But it's also down to the direction his president and party have taken the country. And anger about that is strongly propelling his Democratic opponent, Congressman Sherrod Brown. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Delaware, Ohio.
It's a big day for backers of a fence along the U.S.-Mexico border.
A fence will go a long ways towards eliminating or reducing the massive hordes that are coming across.
Dave Stoddard lives in Arizona along the border. This morning, President Bush signs a bill that makes the dream more of a reality.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. Congress passed the bill nearly a month ago, but Republican leaders deliberately didn't send it to the president until this week, insisting on a signing ceremony closer to the midterm elections, wanting the GOP to be seen taking a tough stand against illegal immigration.
This is Adrian Bard in Mexico City. Mexican President Vicente Fox had hoped to see President Bush sign a different kind of law. Earlier this year, Fox told CBS he was puzzled by the wall idea.
Very difficult to understand a democratic nation building walls, separating people.
Mexico and other members of the Organization of American States have expressed concern about the 700-mile fence. The New Jersey Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage left people on both sides of the issue with a lot more work to do. WCBS Radio's Marla Diamond says the court decided gay couples have the same legal rights as heterosexual couples.
Gay marriage, civil unions, or something else. The courts left it up to the legislature to decide. But anything short of marriage is unacceptable to Sandra Toby Heath of Newark, one of the plaintiffs in the case.
Don't single me out. Don't single my relationship out as anything less than marriage. That is the desire of my heart.
Three Democratic lawmakers plan to introduce a bill amending New Jersey's marriage laws to include gays. Republicans are pushing for a constitutional amendment defining marriage as between a man and woman.
The court gave the New Jersey legislature 6 months to do something. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. Can you say snow?
AM 760's Jerry Bell on the drive in Denver.
The drive is very wet and slushy. It's a very wet snow that's falling on the roadways right now. The main problem is that it's getting slushy, wet snow that's sticking around the pavement, and then as you drive, it kicks up. You really need your windshield wipers today.
Forecasters are calling for blowing snow and howling winds, the worst of it around Pueblo and Colorado Springs, but we are still expecting several inches of snow in the metro area today. That long-standing piece of advice for victims caught in an avalanche, swim to the surface, is all wrong, say the experts. The newest advice is, if you're caught in an avalanche, you should put your arms around your face to create an air cavity to breathe in. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now, here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Kathy. Well, a very tough drive, obviously. We're getting hard hit by snowfall and messy driving conditions, especially on the south end of the city. So if you are on I-25, that includes Arapahoe and Douglas County. We already have a crash on eastbound C-470 at Quebec. Further south toward the Springs, very treacherous now. I-25 near Monument Hill at a crawl. 285 is closed between Fairplay and the Kenosha Pass. And in Boulder County, you can expect poor visibility winter driving along the Turnpike and the Diagonal. At DIA, security wait time still only 5 minutes, but call ahead to check flight cancellations. Weather outlook today, rain or snow through midday. An inch or two expected downtown at 2 to 7 inches for the west and the south. 40 degrees, currently 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
For everything you need to make Halloween night just right, head to Spooky Central at Walmart, your one-stop Halloween shop. You'll find pirates and princesses, ghosts and goblins galore, plus aisles and aisles of the sweetest treats. Stop in to shop today.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Vern Dogstetter is running for Congress. But did you know that Vern Dogstetter picks his nose?
I was in first grade with Vern, and I remember seeing him pick his nose once on the playground. Oh, and he spilled his milk in the cafeteria once, too.
Vern Dogstetter, nose picker, milk spiller. Would you want to shake hands with him? This message paid for by the committee to get rid of stupid, irritating commercials.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by the American Jewish Committee. I'm Charles Osgood. President Bush will not be on the ballot a week from next Tuesday. The next presidential election won't be for another 2 years. Mr. Bush's successor won't be known until then. But because of the thorny difficulties in Iraq, many Democrats running for Congress would rather run against him than against their Republican opponents. And almost every political ad is doing that. As the president tried to say at his news conference in a badly mixed metaphor,
you know, we got some people dancing in the end zone here in Washington, D.C. They got them measuring their drapes.
More after this.
The following is an announcement paid for by the American Jewish Committee.
Did you know that 99% of American Jews believe energy independence ought to be a top concern for our nation? That 81% believe the goal of the Arabs is not the return of occupied territories, but rather Israel's destruction? These are some of the fascinating findings reported in AJC's 2006 National Survey of American Jewish Public Opinion. The survey was released this week. There are also questions on Israel against the backdrop of the Hezbollah-triggered war this summer. And respondents are asked about Iran's quest for nuclear weapons, the war in Iraq, immigration, Jewish identity, and much more. The full survey results can be found on AJC's website, ajc.org. The findings are revealing, and in some cases surprising. While at our website, you'll find other timely information and reports, including Over a Barrel, on the crying need for greater energy independence. Visit ajc.org. That's ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
President Bush knows a lot of Americans don't believe at this point that this country can achieve its objectives in Iraq. But he still does.
Do you think we're winning and why?
Absolutely we're winning.
He can read the polls.
I know many Americans are not satisfied with the situation in Iraq. I'm not satisfied either.
And he knows a lot of people would like him to replace Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld, but he's not going to do that.
He is a smart, tough, capable administrator.
Mr. Bush is not blaming others, offering instead his version of Harry Truman's The Buck Stops Here.
The ultimate accountability, Peter, rests with me. That's the ultimate. You're asking about accountability. That's rests right here.
And not with other Republicans running for office, is what our chief Washington correspondent, Bob Schieffer, thinks Mr. Bush is trying to say.
The president was trying to convince people that his party can do the best on two fronts, keep taxes low and keep the country safer. The election will tell us if he convinced them.
But on that score, says White House correspondent Jim Axelrod.
One Republican strategist close to the White House says this news conference was a big mistake. He says he was flooded with calls from Republicans nationwide who say in the final days of this campaign, the president ought to be talking less, not more, and that every time he brings up Iraq, Republican candidates get hurt.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. If you're planning on driving to work this morning, and I imagine most of you are, my suggestion to you is to leave a little bit early. Rain and snow today, and a high of around 38, occasional snow before noon, then scattered rain and snow showers, depending on what part of the front range you're in. Areas of blowing snow before noon. And a high today near 38, and it's going to be windy out there. And how much trouble did any of us have coming to work? I had a little bit of trouble this morning, but not too bad. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be because the snow started late. And I was under the impression yesterday that the snow was going to start, that the rain was going to start yesterday afternoon. And then by the time I went to bed, by the time Mary and I went to sleep, which is usually around 7, 7:15, boom. I thought the snow would be here, but it wasn't. And we didn't discover that it looked like it had just started snowing when we got up this morning. And I was just praying that it wouldn't start yesterday until I was done. I was out at Rocky's Autos yesterday. They have their Operation Freebird coming up. This is their big community event, and they were cutting television commercials. And I'm in a couple of them due to their poor choice. So it was me and Gunny Bob from KOA and a whole bunch of other people, and, of course, Shagman, Audra, and Odell. And I thought that I would get out of there before anything started. And sure enough, I did get out of there before anything started. And when we went to bed last night, there was nothing coming down. And then woke up this morning, and it's snowing. So if you're driving to work this morning, please be extremely, extremely careful and bundle up because there is a wind out there, too, as well, which drives me crazy. I hate having to go across the cold parking lot in my tennis shoes with my jacket bundled up. I got some good news this morning. I'm going to echo this a couple of times this morning because I want to make sure everybody hears it. And it also reemphasizes the idea that with the midterm elections coming up, that we can take nothing for granted and that all of us need to get out and vote. Now, if you haven't voted absentee, I believe you can still do that. Mary and I voted absentee, and we mailed our ballots here a couple of days ago. Or you can go to your polling place to vote. But there is a new poll out in the CD4 race and shows it as a statistical dead heat with Angie Piccioni ahead by 3 points. State Representative Angie Piccioni leads Representative Marilyn Manson Musgrave by 3 points in the race for Colorado's 4th Congressional District, according to the latest polling by Strategic Services. The polling of 600 likely voters in the district shows Piccioni with a 45-42 lead, with Reform Party candidate Eric Edeness taking 6% of the vote, mostly from independent and Republicans. The poll sampled a slightly higher percentage of Republicans, and the latest registration numbers indicate registered to Democrats comprise 29% of the sample, registered Republicans 45%, and 26% are unaffiliated with either party. The margin of error is plus or minus 4%. The poll also revealed that Musgrave's approval rate is slipping, with just more than a third of the voters giving her favorable ratings, and that only 71% of Republicans plan to vote for Musgrave. Now, you're probably wondering why it is that the Marilyn Manson Musgrave camp is running these really negative, vicious television ads. And the idea is because Marilyn and her group of folks cannot in any way, shape, or form drive her positives up. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to drive Angie's negatives up. And according to this poll, they're not doing that good of a job.
And Piccioni, Angie Piccioni says the latest polling shows that voters aren't buying Musgrave's lying character assassinations, especially since Musgrave and the Republican National Congressional Committee have heavily outspent Piccioni in the race so far, and that's very true. The GOP has poured a ton of money into this race. So this is an important race. CD4 is really important. And I try to limit my electioneering to only every once in a while here. But I got to tell you, the Republicans have an excellent get-out-the-vote machine. They really do. And they always pride themselves in getting it done in the last 72 to 74 hours. So what you got to do is you got to make sure you vote, and you got to make sure that you take somebody else to vote with you, or that you help them get an absentee ballot, and that you talk to your neighbors and your friends. I don't care where you live along the Front Range, but if you live in CD4, if you live in CD5, if you live in any of these congressional districts, whether it's Angie, whether it's Ed, whether it's Bill Winter, whether it's Jay Fawcett, whether it's John Salazar, you got to get out and you got to talk to people. And I realize, and I'm one of the most guilty of all of this, but I realize that not all of us have unlimited amount of money and unlimited amount of time during the day to take care of all this stuff. I realize we don't. So I'm just asking you to just take a little time. And I know it must get annoying. I know it must get annoying to hear me on the radio every single morning. And I'll say something on behalf of a candidate, and I'll say, look, go to their website, and even if you can just give them $25. But we are so close. We are so close to the RNC in terms of fundraising. And there are tight races going on all over this country, and there are tight races going on in our own backyard. And we have to turn this country around. We really do. And each and every one of us can play a part in getting this done. Some of you can give time. Some of you can give money. Some of you can give both. Some of you can just do the simple act of voting. Please, you know, I'm begging you. Whether you like me or you don't like me or you think I'm an idiot or you wish I'd leave or you're tired of my voice or you're going to go to Colorado Public Radio if I don't stop talking, I just want to make one, or KBCO, I just want to make one last plea here. One last plea. We can make this happen. We can do this. Angie can win in CD4. Bill Winter can win against Tancredo. Ed can win against Rick O'Donnell, Ed Perlmutter. Jay Fawcett can upset Lamborn. All of this stuff, we can make this happen. It's just up to us to turn things around. And it's up to you and I to get it done. And I hope you'll do your part, because it is important. 6:17, 17 minutes after 6. I'll tell you something else that's real important out there with the snow falling, and that's the condition of traffic. And we'll get our second look at traffic this morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk with Gina.
Well, you're headed out onto a very difficult drive this morning. We've already got our first crash eastbound C-470 between University and Quebec. It's actually a two-car ride at Quebec, but the stop-and-go extending back to University. So very tough drive right now in the south of Denver, either Arapahoe or Douglas County. You want to really take it easy. All the roads have not been cleared yet. You're getting a lot of backsplash on the freeway. Slushy conditions and surface streets definitely going to be tough. I-25 southbound, also very tough between 104th and 84th. Roads are wet and slushy coming out of Thornton, North Glen into the downtown area. For weather today, rain or snow expected through midday at 2 to 7 inches west and south, 40 degrees, currently 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Make sure Halloween goes off without a hitch. Head to Spooky Central at Walmart, your one-stop Halloween show.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Drive into Finish Line today.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 621. 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. High today, 38, rain, snow. And it's going to get windy out there, too. If it isn't already, please be extremely careful on the way to work. 303-713-7600. There's one other thing I wanted to throw in here. I've said this, that I'm against doing this on an everyday basis, but sometimes you can't help it. And that is, I think it's counterproductive in a lot of ways to get on the air and to beat up on George W. Bush every single day. Why? Because anybody within their right-thinking mind realizes that this guy doesn't have it together and that he's living in some kind of disconnected bubble and is not connected with reality and is also playing some kind of weird game with you and I and the American people, particularly when it comes to Iraq, some kind of double talk situation in which he's into all these things about timetables and not even timetables, but goals, timelines, with no apparent. And I know we've spent a couple of mornings here talking about Iraq with no apparent penalty in mind. If the Iraqi government doesn't meet these timelines, doesn't meet these goals, and doesn't get it together. But it's very hard not to get on here for the first hour and not to even bring Iraq up when at the top of the hour, the news has always got information about more American deaths. It's really, really hard. And a conservative guy sent me an email yesterday. And I talked a little bit about this yesterday. Sent me an email yesterday saying, well, I suppose that you're not running the president's press conference and that what you'll do is you'll run it in snippets and bits of it when he clearly is answering a lot of important questions. And I sent him an email back saying, even if it were a Democrat who was president and was holding a press conference, we would not in any way, shape, or form run that press conference either. Why? Because that's not what we do. And then I also told him, from what I could see from the press conference, that what I was getting was the same old, basically same old, same old. And the president yesterday talked about these timelines. Well, if you look in the Washington Post this morning, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki lashed out at the United States on Wednesday, saying his popularly elected government would not bend to the U.S.-imposed benchmarks and timelines, and criticizing a U.S.-Iraqi military operation in the Shiite slum in Baghdad that left at least 5 people dead and 20 wounded. Maliki's comments came a day after U.S. Ambassador Zalameh Khalilzad said the prime minister had agreed to timelines for accomplishing several critical goals, including developing plans to deal with militias, amend the Constitution, and equitably distribute Iraq's oil revenue. I affirm that this government represents the will of the people, and no one has the right to impose a timetable on it, Maliki said at a nationally televised news conference on Wednesday. The Americans have the right to review their policies, but we do not believe in a timetable. With less than 2 weeks to go before the critical midterm elections in the United States, Maliki accused U.S. officials of election year grandstanding, saying the deadlines were not logical and were the result of elections taking place right now that do not involve us. In a conference call with reporters, 2 senior Democratic members of the Senate Armed Services Committee focused on Maliki's statements on the Bush administration's benchmarks. Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, ranking member of the panel, said, I think the page we are on differs and is rewritten day to day to try to get past the elections here. And Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island, a West Point graduate who just returned from Iraq, said Maliki's comment deliberately repudiates what the president is saying. He called it disheartening, but said it might be a function of politics of Iraq as much as the function of politics in the United States, but it does not appear that they're even at the level of how to talk about the problem. Now, one of the reasons why Maliki can't crack down on the militias is because he depends on the support of the Mehdi army and this guy Muqtada el-Sadr, whose radical Islamic party holds 30 seats in the Iraqi parliament, and he's beholden to him. And where do you think their home is? Their home and the largest place of their support is Sadr City. So here's George W. Bush standing up there yesterday telling us all this. And then you've got the Iraqi premier who basically comes out and says, no, that's not true. And we don't have to bend or we don't have to adjust any timelines whatsoever. Now, to me, it seems like nobody is on the same page. To me, it seems like nobody is on the same page. And that the administration is once again standing up there. They're once again saying things and talking about things that just aren't true and are not going to become true. Because this guy, Maliki, is not going to bite the hand that feeds him. And George W. Bush said yesterday that Maliki is a good guy and that he's the guy to get the job done. Well, he's been around 5 months and things have only gotten worse and they don't have anything settled and he hasn't gotten the job done. And guess what? Maybe the Iraqis, maybe they don't want what we're pushing. Maybe they're not interested in what we want for them. Now, it used to be this administration talked about WMDs in Iraq, and that went away. And that's gone, because there are no WMDs. There never were. Then the administration talked about a democratic, peace-loving, stable Iraq. Well, it's clear that that part hasn't worked out. So now the administration is talking about the ability of Iraq to stabilize itself. They're down to that last option of stability where they've jettisoned the other stuff. They've gotten rid of it because they can't make it happen. So they're now stuck on the stability issue. Now, what's it going to take to stabilize that country? More troops? We don't have any more troops. Where are we going to get them? I mean, John McCain's idea that we should send more troops in there, it seems to me, is a fantasy. Where are we going to get those troops? Where are they going to come from? We don't have them. And I don't think there's any of you out there right now At 6:29, 29 minutes after 6, I want to start. Who start a draft? Does anybody want to start a draft? I don't think anybody does. I mentioned it one time on this radio station, and got a ton of emails from people. Don't bring that up. Don't even go down that road. Okay, so no draft. All right. So we don't have any way to get any more troops. Maybe we should establish a strongman government there with a Saddam Hussein figure who we could have some control on. But would that quell the violence? You know, the Soviet Union tried it in Afghanistan. Nobody remembers this. Nobody remembers this. Does anybody remember Najibullah? Anybody? Does anybody remember Najibullah? Nobody remembers Najibullah. Najibullah was the installed Stalinist dictator of Afghanistan. As a matter of fact, one time I called him on the air when I was doing mornings in Salt Lake City. I got a call through. We had to pre-tape it. I didn't get it live. But we got a call through to Kabul, which had this ancient phone system at the time. And we got Najibullah on the air and started trying to talk to him. And it was pretty funny. But the Soviets tried to install him, and it didn't work. So, to me, that's not going to work either. So the bottom line, we're back again to what we were talking about yesterday morning, and that we talked about on Monday morning, and that we're talking about every morning, which is what are our options? What are our options to get out? But you know what? This administration just can't level with us. They just can't level with us. They just can't tell us the truth about what's going on over there. And that the leadership of the Iraqi government and that Maliki are just not on the same page with our commander-in-chief. All right. You want to comment on this? Do I dare go swimming in this story again for the third morning in a row at 303-713-7600? Three lines open. But how can you not go swimming in this story? How can you not talk about it when we have these deaths and the violence just continues to keep going on and on? 303-713-7600. The polls indicate, too, more and more that people want us out. That they want us out. I think there's a Gallup poll out there that indicates that people want a withdrawal plan out of there within a year. All right, 6:32, 28 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Let's take a check of traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, it's going to be a slow go of it. We have speeds down into the 30s and 40s across the city on freeways, which is probably a good thing. Really do need to take it easy as you head out. In the south of Denver, both I-25, 225, slushy, icy in spots as plows try to clear those lanes. We've got poor lane recognition in some areas. Recovering from a crash eastbound C-470 at Quebec, I-25 between Denver and the Springs is going to be a mess for you. Fresh crash activity here in the city, northbound 25 at Colorado. Lots of standing water on the ramp from southbound 25 to westbound 6. And the roads are very wet and slushy coming out of Thornton, North Glen. Weather today, rain or snow through midday.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
I got hotel availability
in my hand.
I got my travel itinerary
in my hand. TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann. And she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Minutes in front of 7 o'clock here. Be careful out there. It's wet and it's rainy and snowy. It's snowy now, basically, but it's going to turn to some degree of rain. And we should have a high today only of 38, but please be extremely careful. This show available on podcast at am760.net, or you can also instant message me at the same place, am760.net. That's also where we stream. We're talking about Iraq, and then we're talking about the president yesterday, about timelines and about goals in Iraq. And no sooner had he made those pronouncements than the premier of Iraq, Nouri al-Maliki, turned around and lashed out at the United States, saying that his popularly elected government would not bend to U.S.-imposed benchmarks and timelines, and criticized the U.S. Iraqi military operation in a Shiite slum in Baghdad that left 5 people dead and 20 wounded. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on the... Come on, Mark. There we go. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, it's a beautiful day on the way to DIA, man.
Be careful out there, would you?
Yeah, the people are actually driving pretty sane.
Oh, cool.
Hey, last night on the news hour on PBS, Zbigniew Brzezinski was saying that benchmarks lead to timelines lead to deadlines, and the Bush administration was going to end up with a blame and run strategy.
Yeah, that's probably true. See, I think they're playing a two-prong, very delicate balancing act in conditioning you and I and the rest of the American public to the idea that they are going to have to, that we are going to have to leave because the American public won't stand for this anymore, for their bungling. But they're not saying it openly, but what they're beginning to do is they're trying to get us ready for it, and they're testing it more or less in the waters. And I think Brzezinski is absolutely correct.
Yeah, he was right on last night, I thought.
And that's what you're going to see end up happening, and that's what the Baker, the Iraq Study Group, is going to recommend exactly the same thing. And it's going to be, lo and behold, after all of the rhetoric that has gone on about cut and run and cut and run and cut and run, then it's going to turn around that, yep, we indeed are going to get out because we cannot impose our will on the Iraqi people. You know what? If the Iraqi people do not want... If they don't want what we want for them, then they're never going to have it.
Exactly.
And I don't think they do. Do you? I don't think they want what we want.
No, they want something completely different. If they want some form of theocracy with a popular choice, and that's exactly what we've given them, the opportunity to choose their theocratic leaders.
And I don't find anything wrong with that. I mean, I wouldn't want it here in this country, even though there are some in this country, hello, James Dobson, who are trying. But if they want that, can anybody honestly call me and tell me that's wrong, if that's what they really want?
Yeah, if that's their choice, that's their choice.
I agree 100%. I do not understand fundamentally why it is that we think that we can turn to every country on the face of the planet and tell them exactly what the hell they should do when we wouldn't accept any outside criticism. I mean, if the mayor of Havana or Tehran or Pyongyang stood up and said, well, listen, I was recently in Denver, and I really don't care for the way Colfax Avenue looks, and I think you guys ought to clean it up, we would be incensed. People would be angry.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Exactly. I lost my train of thought. But, yeah, they have the right to choose their own. And the, you know, it all goes back to the dominance in the oil fields. That's what it's all about.
Well, yesterday in that press conference, he mentioned oil and he mentioned energy, which now every person that's ever accused this administration of going in there because of the oil now has a quote from the president in which they can stand up and go, see, we told you so. He was talking about the oil, and that's the main reason we're there.
Yep.
So that wasn't too smart of a move either. Mark, be careful out there, man.
Okay, take it easy.
All right. I'd love to get an answer from you, too, about this. Is there anything wrong with them picking another form of government other than what we have or what we envision for them? In other words, if they wanted an Islamic state, would that be wrong? If they wanted to divide up the country, which I'm not so sure they want to. I don't know that they don't. Maybe they would like that idea. Would that be wrong? Would it be wrong to say to them, look, you guys are going to have to sit down and figure this out. We can't do it anymore for you. Would that be wrong? And I would love to ask somebody who believes in the stay-the-course idea and believes in the ideology that we should stay there, and that we have to see this thing through to victory, even though we don't know what the defined term of victory is, whether it would be wrong to say to the Iraqis, okay, look, never mind what Uncle Sam wants. You go pick your own situation and we'll support it. Wouldn't we want the same thing? Let's go to Don in Highlands Ranch. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm trying to make it to work here.
Well, be careful.
Yeah, it's pretty slick. You know, I'm an old-timer. I'm a Vietnam vet. That was built on a lie. This is built on a lie. It's a mistake. Let's get out. We don't need more Americans killed for some stupid idea. We went into Vietnam, satisfied Johnson and his military-industrial buddies, and we did the same thing in Iraq. Money, oil, and those clowns, and that's what it's all about. And we need to get out of there as soon as possible. What was that?
Well, I would agree. I think we should turn the country over to them and let them decide what they want to do.
You know, the idea that we could somehow stop communism all by ourselves spreading all over the world was just another ploy in the let's fill the American people full of fear, the big communist guys coming down the block to take us. This is the same thing. The terrorists are going to hit our front doorstep. It's the same old fear and smear group. This last time I did it, we're Democrats. This time it's Republicans. It's the same deal.
Yeah.
Let's get out.
Yeah, I agree 100%, Don. Stay safe on the road out there, man, and thank you for your service.
Take care.
All right. 303-713-7600, and I got three open lines. I'd love to talk to somebody. Love to get somebody on the horn here who absolutely, 100% believes that we should stay there. Here's Dave on a cell phone. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, my point here is that, I got a couple things to say. The first thing is that, you know, we broke it, and we don't have any control in there, and, well, we never will with even if we, you know, really wanted to put enough troops in there, which I don't want to do, to secure the place, we still wouldn't fix it because... It's been a monster from the minute it started. Iraq was built by the British and pulled in a bunch of people who really have a tribal view of the world. And, you know, that went away for a long time under Saddam, but it popped right back out, you know, when people started forcing each other, you know, basically killing each other to try and get it started. Now you got different religious groups fighting it out in there. We don't have anywhere near enough force, and we've created this huge power vacuum. And the country's going to balkanize. I mean, I don't see any way around that.
So I don't know if the country would balkanize. I think what you would have would be this. I think you would have a situation where if we're not there to back up the Shiite government, if we're not there to back up the Shiite population, they would either have to do two things. They would either have to flat out fight it out with the Sunnis for control, or they would have to reach some kind of compromise with the Sunnis in order to stabilize the country, and then both sides could appeal to their nationalistic interests and take the 5-6% of foreign terrorists that are there and kick them out.
Right. I think the foreign terrorists will, it seems reasonable that they'll probably go. But, you know, it's all, the neighborhoods are actually already separating.
Yeah, they are. You're right.
Yeah, and so all these, you know, they're ghettoizing and forming these enclaves where people feel, and it's a reasonable thing, they feel safer when they know who's coming into their neighborhood. And you know, the militia is keeping them safe. It's going to be another decentralized kind of government. But, you know, I guess the underlying, you know, that there's that old nursery rhyme, you know, Humpty Dumpty. You know, he fell off the wall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men can't put him back together again. We can't. Force is not going to fix this problem.
Well, it's not. You know what? You're right about that, and it's certainly not going to fix it if they don't want it. Have a safe drive to work, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate you calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Here's an instant message at am760.net. Is the president's new rhetoric his way of saying he is getting ready to cut and run? And I would say that, yes, that's what they're experimenting with. Getting us used to the idea that eventually they know within their heart of hearts they're going to have to get out.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Those long Colorado winters, bring them on. That massive snowfall, people here love it. That wind that blows, those bone-chilling temps, people in Colorado can take it.
Because they come home to a Wind River Spa. This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. Mountain men and women appreciate the soothing warmth and high quality of a Wind River Spa. The best warranty in the business means peace of mind while you soak. Wind River Spas, made in Colorado, for Colorado. Check us out at windriverspas.com.
So you can't get paid on your insurance claim. What now? If payment on your claim has been denied, what do you do? What can you do? You don't have to just take it. There is an entire body of law dealing with bad faith insurance practices. No matter what kind of insurance policy you're dealing with, the law of bad faith applies. It doesn't matter if it's car insurance, disability insurance, medical bills, health insurance, or HMOs. The simple truth is that the insurance companies have to comply with the laws. They have to treat your claim in good faith. If you have an insurance issue, you just can't be ignored. Your claim has to be handled appropriately and in good faith. Simple words with powerful meaning. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We've handled matters like this for years. We've helped the consumer negotiate these insurance law mazes. If you have an insurance problem or question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock can be reached 24 hours a day at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock, consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock is a member of Tom Martino's exclusive list at troubleshooter.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
400-0670. 1-800-400-0670. 1-800-400-0670.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
They tell you this in talk show school, okay? Always let the music establish itself before you come in and you talk. Don't be rude. 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today, 38, rain and snow. Please be careful out there. It's wet. We're talking about Iraq and George W. Bush's press conference yesterday. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Christine on a cell phone. Christine, you're on AM 760. Hey. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, you know, I was thinking about what you said about them letting them decide, and clearly, obviously, you have to let them decide. But the thing that you have to be careful of is getting into a genocide situation where, you know, one side is completely obliterating the other side, which then just drags you back in. I mean, you certainly don't want, like, something that's going on in Darfur to happen in Iraq. And then it would all be on our shoulders.
I don't know that would happen. I think that if we weren't, the government now is majority Shiite, and we're there and we cooperate with the government. And the Sunnis feel like they're on the outside of things looking in. So
right.
If we weren't there to cooperate with the Shiite government and back up anything that they did, then maybe it would force the Shiites to reach out a little bit more to the Sunnis, because they realize that they're in this country and they gotta get along somehow, rather than having us there as their bigger brother with our eye over their shoulder, knowing that no matter what they do, we'll step in and then we'll try to protect them. I should have thought. I don't know that I don't have that. You know, it's a gut. I don't have it based on any information. It's just a feeling.
Right. Well. And then with what he said about how we don't have to pay attention to America's timeline, I mean, is it just me, or does that strike you as completely odd that he would, what happens if the Democrats take power and we pull out? You know, I mean, it just seems just an odd thing to say to me.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. Either he means it and he's aiming it at the world, or the other thing is it's for domestic consumption. The one thing where the administration is not being honest, the one thing where people are not being honest, is the fact that Maliki does not have the power nor the inclination to do anything about the armed militias, because the biggest armed militia in that country is connected directly to him, and there's no way that he's going to bite the hand that feeds him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it reminds me of, you know, when teenagers, you know, are staying home too long, and they become young adults, and they just don't want to leave the nest, and the parents are like, tough luck.
I think that's where the administration is heading. I mean, I think that's part of where they're going. They're just not being open and honest about it, but that's what they're starting to think about. They're starting to slowly but surely adopt the idea that they're going to have to put pressure on the Iraqis to pull themselves together and to get the Constitution signed and fixed, and to get all of this stuff together, or we are basically just going to take off. And that's where they're headed. They're just not prepared 2 weeks before the election to come out and be honest with the American people and tell them that.
Well, yeah, it's the ultimate flip-flop, so.
Right. But they're headed in that direction.
Yeah. No, and they don't really have a choice. I mean, that's just it.
There's no choice
in the matter.
Nope, they sure don't. Kristen, thanks.
Thanks. You have a great day.
Okay. Stay warm. Let's go to Doug who thinks we should stay. Doug, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, Jay, I think we should stay, and here's why. After World War II, we stayed in Germany for 50 years. After South Korea, we're still in South Korea after the South Korean War. After Vietnam, we cut and ran and left a vacuum, and 5 million people were genocided over the next 4 or 5 years in Southeast Asia. If we cut and run and leave, I think you're going to see millions of people genocide from the Iranian Shiite group. And I think what we need to do is get our boys off the street. We need to take 25 or 35 square miles, build a military base, and we only come out to play with helicopters, tanks, and jets. And make sure that the elected government is not overthrown. But we need our boys in their own little prison. I don't want to say prison, but their own little camp. We need to get them off the streets with their M16s on the corner of 7-Eleven and getting shot down.
All right. Well, if you do that, though, then who's going to be responsible for stabilizing the country?
Well, the Iraqis.
Well, they can't do it.
Police their own company.
They can't do it.
Yeah, well, that's a problem they're going to have to deal with. Now, if the Iraqi government is about to be overthrown, we will be there with our Black Hawk helicopters snuffing them out. The other side will come to the realization we can't win. Oh, we can kill 100 or 150 Iraqi policemen, but America will step in with the big club and whack us before we overthrow them.
You know what? It doesn't work that way. And the problem here is that the examples you cited, which are all very true and which we had involvement long after the conflict was over with, but the key under that was, both in World War II, both in Korea, and even to a certain degree in Vietnam, where we totally and completely got out of the area.
But
we shouldn't have been there in the first place. But the two that you cited didn't have, those countries did not have the level of instability in the country and in the major cities that you've got going on in Iraq. And if you look at the study, if you study the makeup of the police, and you study the makeup of the military, they're not capable, no matter how many we've got trained, they're not capable of providing for stability, because they see things in a clannish type of makeup as opposed to everybody everybody being the same.
Well, we're trying to instill a democracy there. I find it hard to believe that the majority of the people, it's particularly the women. I find it hard to believe the women want to go back to a clannish destination where they can't drive, they have to be covered, can't own property. I would at least think the women in Iraq would want a democracy.
Why do you find that hard to believe?
Because I saw the purple fingers at the pride of the people from Iraq.
Yeah, but you know what they were doing? But when they were going with those purple fingers, what they were doing and what the United States government wasn't telling you was, yeah, they were going to the polls and they were voting. But the thing is, they were all voting for their own individual clannish leaders. And they were all voting. Yes, but we really don't. I mean, you have people in this country who cross over. You've got people in this country. We've got what's called a swing vote. I mean, their whole society is made up totally and completely different than ours. I don't pretend to understand it, but I think one of the problems is that we don't understand where they're coming from. And more books you read about it, the more and more you see that the reason that they can't get it together is because, guess what, Doug? They don't want to. They don't want us there. They don't want us there. They don't want to get it together. They want to solve it themselves.
They don't want democracy.
They want something else. And if they do, is that okay?
They want to persecute women and gays.
Well, you know what? Then
they're entitled to do that by your opinion.
No, but what gives us the right to tell them exactly what the makeup of their government is? Who gave us that
what
card?
What gives us the right? The moral authority that says it's wrong to persecute women and gays.
All right, then if the moral authority says that it's wrong to persecute women and gays, then I'll tell you what we can do. We can start with the moral authority.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
800-0507.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKCN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Jim Chenevy. President Bush hosting a signing ceremony this morning at the White House. Legislation that includes a big border fence between the U.S. and Mexico. Immigrant rights activist Eric Gutierrez doesn't like it.
Yes, we need to secure our borders, but this alone isn't going to do it, and in fact, it may encourage people to take even more desperate measures.
Former Border Patrol agent Dave Stoddard.
It will certainly eliminate the vehicles loaded with narcotics that are driving across their borders at high speed at places other than a port of entry.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. Congress passed a bill nearly a month ago, but Republican leaders deliberately didn't send it to the president until this week, insisting on a signing ceremony closer to the midterm elections, wanting the GOP to be seen taking a tough stand against illegal immigration. Mr. Bush supports the bill, though his Department of Homeland Security thinks only half of the 700 miles of border fence is warranted.
Five more American GIs killed in Iraq, correspondent Cammy McCormick in Baghdad.
A military statement had few details, saying only the sailor and Marines were killed in enemy action in Anbar province. The U.S. death toll for the month is now approaching 100. Many of the casualties have occurred in and around Baghdad, where security operations have been underway.
In Salem, Oregon, police have arrested a man for going on a fire-setting spree inside a local church and during services. KXL reporter Chris Brown.
Police say the man hijacked a yellow cab Wednesday evening, forcing the driver at knife point to the People's Church, at one point wrestling with the cabbie who tried to grab the suspect's knife and ended up with a cut on his neck.
The man got out of the cab, went in the People's Church, and started a fire. And we know now that there was at least one person that was burned and was taken to the hospital as a result of that fire.
Deputy Kevin Rao says more than 100 people were in the church. Some of those detained the man until police could show up and arrest him. Chris Brown for CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
A personal computer can be a real moneymaker for some people. No, I mean a real moneymaker. Jim Taylor reports.
Holograms, multicolored ink, hidden threads. Despite the best efforts of the U.S. Treasury to make it hard to do so, the production of counterfeit money is on the rise. More than $56 million worth of funny money in circulation last year, and it's a skyrocketing trend, up by 54% over just a couple of years ago. Ben Franklin's portrait on the 100 remains the most popular to counterfeit. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Parts of Colorado, a regular winter wonderland this morning. Snow falling at a rate of about an inch an hour in Denver right now. Jennifer Caballa of CBS television affiliate KCNC.
This is kind of that wet, heavy snow that really sticks to the branches and weighs everything down. We're expecting to get about 4 to 8 inches in the metro area with about a foot or so in the mountains. But the southern part of the state is facing a blizzard warning. They're expected to get it the worst.
S&P futures right now up 3. This is CBS News.
This is a dangerous place. Inside a calculator at tax time, a business owner has this thing smoking. How? He's got a Discover business card, so he downloads statements anytime he wants. Has his purchase records right at his fingertips. A lot faster and easier than a box full of receipts. Hey, ease up there, big guy. You'll sprain your pinky.
It's time to take control with the new Discover business card. Visit discoverbiz.com/control or call 1-888-221-4BIZ to learn more.
Walgreens has big news. They've teamed up with AARP with great new programs and offers for everyone 50 and over. To celebrate, AARP members who buy $10 worth of Walgreens brand items get a $10 gift card free. Not a member, but you love all that AARP has to offer? Walgreens has something for you, too. A free one-year membership, including their magazine, great benefits, and programs. Offers end soon, but the benefits are just beginning. See Walgreens for details. Restrictions may apply.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. It's a snowy, slushy morning commute. Doug is driving a snowplow.
The roads in Franktown, Highway 83, 86 are slushy, snowpack, and it is slick underneath. Even my four-wheel drive is slipping.
On Monument Hill, Dennis is driving northbound on I-25.
Some people coming northbound have just slid off as you approach Greenland, but haven't caused any tie-ups yet.
Several schools are closed or delayed because of the weather, including CU in Colorado Springs. Blizzard warnings are up for the area around Pueblo and the Springs. The manhunt is over in the shooting of a Colorado State trooper. The patrol says they're reasonably certain a man found dead in a pickup last night is that of 33-year-old Stephen Joseph Apple. The trooper was shot in the arm and is doing well. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Got a crash right now eastbound E-470 just after Colfax. Single vehicle spun out there. Otherwise, we're just stacked up now across the city. I-25 southbound out of Thornton North Glen. Slower than usual due to the slush. Very sluggish into downtown. Roads just wet there. Now down south, the snow is more a factor with snowpack, icy conditions along I-25 and C-470. Whiteout conditions being reported at this hour. I-25 north from the Springs past Monument Hill. Please drive with caution there. Snow and fog reported on I-70 and Peña Boulevard at DIA. Please call ahead for possible flight delays or cancellations. At DIA, security wait time 5 minutes. Weather today, rain or snow expected through midday and inch or two downtown at 2 to 7 inches. For the west and the south, only a high of 40, currently 32 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now, you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 20 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating location. Right store, right price.
Axe Recovery Shower Gel brings you hangover love songs. This one's for you, toilet.
Porcelain got it smooth and white, you receive me. Somehow I just can't leave. I cup your bowl and I think of heaven. You love me though I dry heat.
Dry heat.
Give it all to you, baby, hear me scream. Not once, not twice, but thrice.
Rest in between.
Take the pain away, take it all away. Take it down the drain, my lovely porcelain lady. On my knees, your curves I cup. Doing all I can to fill you up.
Who will you hook up with if you're hungover? Axe Recovery Shower Gel. Wash away your hangover and get back in the game.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Seven minutes after 7 o'clock here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rain and snow today, and it is messy out there. Please be extremely careful. High today, only getting up to about 38 degrees. And as you heard, road conditions are definitely a mess. The gay marriage issue in New Jersey is moving from a legal dispute to a political one. The state Supreme Court yesterday ruled that New Jersey must extend all the rights of marriage to gay couples, but the justices left it to the state lawmakers to decide whether to provide those rights in the form of marriages, civil unions, or something else, and gave the legislature 180 days to reach a decision. Several Democratic lawmakers said they would push for full marriage rights, but some Republicans, the minority party in both houses of the legislature, said they will seek a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. And, of course, we've got measures on the ballot this time around, including, I believe, I, and also, is it 43? But, yeah, it's 43, and we've got I, and I would urge you to vote no on 43 and yes on I. And joining me on the line is Candace Gingrich, who is a gay rights activist, and this is the second time I've had you on, Candace, and I always feel funny about saying this, but you're the sister of Newt Gingrich.
That is correct, sir.
Which is okay, but you're an activist in your own right. But if I didn't say anything, people would say, "Gee, she has an awful familiar last name." So I thought I might get that out on the table to begin with. I have to admit to you, I've said this on the air a million times. And I'll say it again. I voted yes on I and voted no on 43. And I don't understand why we are still having this discussion about gays and lesbians in the year 2006, and I have never heard what I consider to be a logical argument against the idea of gays and lesbians being able to get married or to have the same kind of legal rights as heterosexuals. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I just, the whole thing just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, actually, I think what that points to, Jay, is that you're well educated about the issue, and I'm not implying that, you know, people across Colorado, across the country are purposefully ignorant of the issue, but we really haven't been talking about, you know, gay families for a very long time. You know, in the grand scheme of, you know, gay and lesbian civil rights, we've only been talking about it for, like, you know, a second. And I think that that's allowed those who are opposed to seeing, you know, our families be able to, you know, care for each other and have some of the securities and protections that we deserve, it's allowed them to really use lies and misconceptions and doubt, you know, that people have about the issue. And I think REF-I here is, you know, a prime example of that. You know, the people who are opposed to it, they're trying to confuse Coloradans because they know if people are confused when they go to the polls, they just vote no. You know, if you don't know enough, that's the default. And they figure if they just put a little bit of confusion out there, put doubt in people's minds, you know, try and get people to think that REF-I does something that it doesn't, that, you know, people will oppose it. But you, Jay, and I think, you know, a lot of Coloradans understand what REF-I is and what it does. I think the key between now and November 7th is for everybody that does get it to have a conversation with a friend, you know, or a coworker or a neighbor and say, look, you know, how are you voting on REF-I? Here's what it really is and why you should vote yes.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that having conversations with your neighbors, having conversations with your friends about REF-I and about the importance of passing that referendum and about getting out to vote, I think it's tantamount. I think it's, you know, number one. And I also think that we should engage them and knock down some of these myths that they propagate about gays and lesbians and the arguing points that they use, which to me just don't, to me, they're ridiculous. And I'll give you a couple of them. I mean, and you know them really well. One of them is, this is always the one that I laugh at, protecting the sanctimony of marriage, the tradition of marriage. Well, what is the worst? I mean, if we went to the statistic books and looked it up, what would turn out to be the worst threat to marriage? Divorce. You know? And I don't think that, I mean, I dare say that the divorce is the thing that's doing it, and then you've got all these other things that are surrounding it, like they may have financial instability, there may be substance abuse, there may be domestic violence, there may be infidelity, there may be all these other things going on. But that's the real problem. That's the real problem that threatens the institution of marriage, particularly if you're a kid and you come out of a house where your parents had a difficult marriage or they split up. Then you're less likely as an adult, I think, to go forward and maybe to make that commitment. Maybe you're going to wait a little bit longer to make that that commitment. So to me, that's what threatens the institution of marriage. And then the other argument that they always bring up is, well, what about gays and lesbians raising children? Well, there are a lot of crazy children and there are a lot of injured children mentally and sometimes physically coming out of heterosexual households. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, to the first point, I mean, I think that those who, you know, oppose marriage equality, if they would do a little research and just, you know, look at those divorces and see, you know, what people put down as, you know, grounds for divorce, I doubt that there is a single one that stated, you know, gays getting married as the grounds for their divorce, right? So, you know, we're not a threat to marriage. And to the second point, you know, that myth has been perpetuated and beaten to death by those who are opposed to marriage equality. But the fact is that, like, the American Psychological Association, American Psychiatric Association, American Medical Association, American Academy of Pediatrics, all have done studies, all have done research, and found that, you know, the sexual orientation of a parent has nothing to do with their ability to be a good parent. You know, and that you know, automatically saying somebody's a bad parent just because they're gay is, you know, it's a red herring. It's ridiculous, and it's also frustrating because of that argument, Jay, that, you know, that marriage is about procreation, and, you know, yet we know that, you know, if you're 110, you can still get married, yet chances are you're not going to be procreating. Strom Thurmond accepted.
Well, there's a lot of people, though, that are married and in this day and age and don't have kids. But you spend a good portion of your life going around talking about these issues, because I know the first time I talked to you was not here. It was in another radio station in another state. And doesn't it just befuddle you? Aren't you damned by the fact that these folks are able to make these arguments stick with people about... Or maybe now they're beginning to lose ground, but that they are able to make it stick with some people that gays and lesbians are attacking the institution of marriage and that oh, they would make terrible parents. I'm just amazed anybody would buy that line.
It is. It's frustrating as hell, Jay, to be honest with you. But one of the things that I learned really quickly, you know, working with the Human Rights Campaign, coming up against people who are opposed to a, you know, GLBT equality, is that, you know, a good lot of people, they're not hateful, you know, they don't come from a place of, you know, purposely wanting to keep us as second class citizens, but that a lot of people are, you know, as I said, are just ignorant about the issues. You know, they don't know gay people, or they don't think that they know gay people. And, you know, when it's, you know, when it can be just kind of an abstraction, like, you know, oh, those gays, it's easier for them to believe, you know, that fundraising letter they got from, you know, Focus on the Family, or, you know, what, you know, one of those, you know, misleading commercials against I says. But, you know, as more people, you know, live out and open lives, as more Americans get to know that we have families, you know, the 2000 census showed that, I think, and of course, it's 7 in the morning, so these quoting statistics might be off. But three in five lesbian couples, and I think 2 in 5 gay male couples are raising children, and they're raising them without basic legal protections. And, you know, at least here in Colorado, there is a chance, and I think a very good chance, if people get out and have these conversations, a chance to at least give gay families in Colorado the basic, you know, legal protection that they need, you know, to take care of their families.
All right, well, one last question. What do you say to those people? Because I find incredible frustration with this. What do you say to those people who will say to you, okay, I hear exactly what you're saying, Candace Gingrich, but, you know, the Bible says it's wrong.
Well, I have, you know, that's... Oh, I've never heard that one, Jay. you know, this is America. Let me remind those people that this is America. And in America, you know, we are afforded protections and rights not based on what we happen to believe or don't believe, or what color we are, or what gender we happen to be. You know, we are and should be afforded these basic rights because of the simple fact that we're Americans. And by giving, you know, gay families basic legal protections, it's not telling anyone what they can and can't believe. It's not telling anyone that they're wrong if they have religious beliefs that say differently. You know, what it's saying is that here in Colorado, we recognize that there are different kinds of families, and we recognize that they need help in protecting those families. And that, you know, the state of Colorado cares and wants to make sure that people have these basic legal protections. You can believe whatever the heck you want to believe, that's fine. But when it comes to basic rights, it shouldn't matter, and it doesn't matter what you believe or don't believe. It matters who you are. And, you know, for Refi, it's What matters is you're a citizen of Colorado.
Well said. Thank you. Thank you so much, Candace Gingrich, for being on the program. People want to find out more about your work. Do you have a website they can go to?
Well, if they're interested in REFI, you know, you can go to fairequal.org. And there's information there even on where your early polling locations are, which I think is an amazing thing that you all get to do in Colorado, because, Lord knows what's going to happen on November 7th that might keep you from voting. But my organization, Human Rights Campaign, if you go to hrc.org, you can find out more about us and the work that we do as well.
All right. It's great to have you on. And I voted yes on I, and I urge everybody else to get to the polls and do exactly the same thing. Candace, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Appreciate you being on the show, and hope to have you on again.
I'd be happy to, Jay. Thank you.
Okay, take care. There's Candace Gingrich, and yeah, she's right. Vote. You got to vote yes on referendum I. 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you missed any part of that interview, it's available on podcast at am760.net, the same place you can IM me. And also, don't forget, too, we're in the closing hours of that Talk Superstar contest. If you want to vote, and hear the work of the people who are in the final five and then vote on them, also go to am760.net. 7:20, 20 minutes after 7. It's sloppy, it's wet, it's white out there, and we'll find out how that affects traffic with Gina.
Watch out for this single vehicle crash eastbound E-470 just after I-70. Not a real big deal there in Adams County. We do have fog and snow, though, being reported out to DIA along I-70, so give yourself plenty of extra time if you're headed out to catch a flight. In Lincoln, snow and fog on I-70 both directions between E-470 and Lyman. And we're still just getting the stack up here in the metro area. No major delays due to collisions. Now, if you're headed up into the high country, I-70 affected at the Eisenhower Tunnel, chain restrictions there on eastbound I-70. Around the tunnel, US 40 westbound at I-70, we have a chain restriction as well, and US 6 is closed at the Loveland Pass. Weather today, rain or snow expected through midday.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Fern O'Brien, tough, strong, proactive Democrat. Vote O'Brien for Attorney General.
I'm Fern O'Brien, and I approve this message.
7:21, 21 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, you've heard me talk about Rocky's Autos and the matching down incentive. Up to $1,500. You put down $1,500 and they'll put down $1,500 and you've got $3,000 down towards your next vehicle. Well, this program is going to end. Yep, sadly it's going to go away and it's going to end the end of October. This is the last month. So, if you want to take advantage of this program, you've got to do it now. And every vehicle on Rocky's lot has been winterized, so you can drive away knowing you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. Also, it's a great time to shop for an all-new all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive vehicle to help you get through the winter driving conditions like you're seeing this morning. If you're thinking to yourself, there's no reason for me to continue to drive this car, I really need an all-wheel drive, I really need a front-wheel drive, I really need a four-wheel drive, then you really need to go to Rocky's. And by the way, when you're out of Rocky's, check out the Shagman's Pumpkin Patch, because Rocky's always goes the extra mile to get into the holidays, and they've got free jack-o'-lanterns, one per customer, just simply for coming by, even if you don't buy a car. So they've got some great-looking jack-o'-lanterns out there, too, for Halloween. I was out there yesterday checking them out. And don't forget, Operation Freebird is coming up, too. That's our big community program. We'll be telling you more about that. Time goes on, I'll be out there for that. Mark that down on your calendar. That's November the 11th. Get out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, are my best buddies in the whole world, and Spanky, who's also Spanky Herrera, who's just a great guy. Talk to him. Talk to Gerard Menard. Talk to any of them, Johnny Mays, any of the folks working out there, Freddie Labrato. They'll all lend you a helping hand and make sure that you're taken care of, because that's what the Rockies philosophy is all about. You can check them out online at RockiesAutos.com, see the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve handles that. And don't forget, they've got a wide, diverse selection of over 600 of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. So if there's something you want, chances are Rockies has got it, and they've got it at the right price. Rockies Autos, check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great fight tonight. In one corner, a freshman state legislator. In the opposite corner, it's the well-heeled lobbyists.
I tell you, Bill, the odds are really in favor of team lobbyists. In Colorado, there are 11 of them for every legislator.
And $1.6 million in gifts and entertainment packs quite a punch. And we're underway.
Here come the lobbyists, waving free avalanche tickets, ski passes, golf at an exclusive private club.
Uh-oh, team lobbyists just sent in their heavy hitter, a recently retired legislator. He's an expert at working over his former colleagues and friends. Oh my, he's throwing a real haymaker, a $600 portable computer. She takes it. Down goes the legislator. Once again, the lobbyists win and good government loses. Amendment 41 bans lobbyist gifts to government officials and imposes a two-year waiting period before they can lobby. Give good government a fighting chance. Vote yes on 41. For more information, visit www.voteyeson41.com. Paid for by Coloradans for Clean Government.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets. Not a Progressive member? Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
Good morning, 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 o'clock. Rain, then some wait, I always have this backwards. It's snow and then possibly some rain. High today, 38. Snowing out there like crazy now. I can barely see across the parking lot here. And if you're out there driving, please be extremely careful. We thank Candace Gingrich for coming on the show and talking about Referendum I. And also there's the Amendment 43, which seeks to etch Colorado's existing one-man, one-woman legal definition of marriage into the state constitution. And this move by the New Jersey courts yesterday, apparently people who support Amendment 43 and are and do not support Referendum I feel that this move, which went on in New Jersey, is going to help them. As I said to Candace Gingrich, you know you've heard me say this on this show a gazillion times, that none of these arguments about gays and lesbians, whether it's the idea of marriage or whether it's the idea of granting them legal rights and their relationship legal status, none of these arguments have ever, against this, have ever held water with me and make no sense. I've yet to have anybody ever call me or talk to me one-on-one and tell me, give me an argument about it that ever made any sense, and especially when it boils down to, and I know you're going to say, well, here he goes again, but it's true. When it boils down to the subject of religion, and it's not that I don't respect religion, because I do respect religion, and I think religion's great, and I think it's a great thing. But to me, it becomes sloppy, and it becomes threatening when it seeks to start to cross over, and it compels and forces people to exercise their will against other human beings, against other people, and to hold them back from what I believe are their natural and just deserved human rights. I'm not saying that if you don't like gays and lesbians, I mean, if you don't care for them, or you don't think they ought to be married, or whatever, you don't think they make good parents, you don't, I mean, whatever your argument is against this, then the thing is, just ignore it. Just ignore it. Leave it alone. Because I've yet to understand how this directly affects any of us in Colorado, unless you're gay and lesbian. Now, if you're gay and lesbian, what we're talking about here is we're essentially talking about your rights if you're gay and lesbian, and we're putting them up to a public debate, and we're putting them up to an electoral decision. Now, if you are a white male heterosexual, or even if you're a female heterosexual, in your case, it's been a long, long time since any of your civil rights have been put up for any kind of debate or any kind of election. And I'm talking about not having the right to vote and women being granted the right to vote. I mean, how long ago was that? But it's been a long time. And if a man and a man want to marry each other, or a woman and a woman want to marry each other in a ceremony, I fail to understand how it is that that affects you personally. I don't know how that affects you. Now, if you want to say to me, well, here's how it affects me. They go on, they have kids, and then they raise troubled kids. Okay? Well, yeah, I would ask you for statistics on that. Plus, on top of that, we all know that there are a ton of kids running around out there from heterosexual families who are huge troublemakers. And either they come from broken homes, divorce, which is a big threat to the stability of the family, or and the big threat to the stability of marriage, or their parents stay together for the quote-unquote kids, and home is a combat zone. And those kids go out, and they have trouble in life. Now, would it have been better for their parents to have separated, or would it have been better for their parents to have stayed together? The point is, their parents are heterosexual. But we never get any talk about these things. We never get any talk about these things from the anti-gay crowd. And if you had a gay or lesbian person living next door to you, if you had a gay or lesbian couple living next door to you, how much effect would that really have on you? Would it drive down prices in the neighborhood? What would it do? See, this is what I can't get. There are certain things, I'm just not smart enough. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not smart enough. I can't put my arms around some of this stuff, and I can't logically, my brain's not big enough to process why any of this matters, say, for instance, to a guy like James Dobson, or any of James Dobson's followers, or Marilyn Manson Musgrave, why she thinks this is the most important issue that this country faces. I don't understand, Marilyn, where you're coming from. I have no clue why you think this is the most important thing affecting your district. I don't have any idea why this is, because I don't see any damage. Because I know that there are tons of gays and lesbians along the Front Range who are living together right now, and the sun came up this morning, and despite the snow, I got to work okay. I don't see society coming to an end. Is it the sex that bothers you? Is that what bothers you? Is it the sexual act? So, like, if they lived together but they were eunuchs, or they lived together and they were abstinent, would that be okay? I mean, is that the part that bothers you, that's the sexual fulfillment part? I don't know. I'd love to hear from some of you. I'd love to hear from some of you. Maybe you can finally shed some light in this dark cave that's my mind, because I can't get my head around any of this stuff. 303-713-7600, four lines open, 732, 28 in front of 8, here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And even though there are thousands of gays and lesbians behind the wheel of their automobiles right now, we're still going to take a look at progressive traffic with Gina.
Jay, well, it's a difficult drive just about wherever you are in and out of Denver. In fact, Aurora, Sheridan, Jeffco, Golden, and Lakewood are all on accident alert. If you're involved in a non-injury wreck, you want to exchange info and just move on. We're stacked up now on I-25 into downtown. You're going to be delayed due to falling snow and snowpack through the tech center. South of the city for sure toward Monument Hill. Eastbound I-70 at 270. We have a stall creating a clog there. Multiple spin-out wrecks on eastbound E-470 just after Parker Road. Very poor conditions out to DIA. Call ahead for possible flight delays or cancellations. Weather today, rain or snow expected through midday.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
And receive a quality university education with the flexibility of online learning. You can earn a college degree in as little as 18 months. At NAU, advance your career or start a new one all online. Call toll-free 1-866-491-GRAD. That's 866-491-4723. Regionally accredited by the Higher Learning Commission and a member of the North Central Association. NCAHLC.org.
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations. Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:36, 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 38, snow. Then maybe tapering off some rain, and it is windy, and it is snowy out there. Please be extremely careful. 303-713-7600. And talking about referendum I, and also Amendment 43, and about my continual failure. And I know I talk a lot about gay and lesbian rights, and I also talk a lot about religion. Because my continuing failure to understand why people even care about this. Why are these issues? Why are these issues? And then they say, well, you know, when these issues are on the ballot, it helps Republicans, helps conservatives. They come out. Is that why they're there? Is it for politics and insincerity? Why would you even care about somebody's sexual orientation? What difference would it make? How does it affect your life? I guess that's the biggest question I'm asking here. How does it affect your life? Maybe this is what we ought to boil this whole thing down to. Okay, maybe we ought to boil it down to this little drop. How does it in any way, shape, or form affect your life? How does it affect your life? How does it affect a life if the people next to you are gay or lesbian and they're married? How does that affect your life? Oh, wait a minute. You don't want to have to explain it to your children. Oh, I see. I see. Gee, Mommy and Daddy, why are Chuck and Bob living together? Why are Sue and Mary living together? Oh, so in other words, so you're not inconvenienced. They should be hidden from society so that you don't have to explain to them what that's about. Well, do you think at some point in your life you are going to have to explain to them, or that they are going to learn, or what happens if they turn out and they're gay themselves? Well, I don't want them living next door to me because they'll seduce my children. Well, I see. Okay. So there's no difference between pedophilia and being gay. Mm-hmm. Okay, where did you read that? Where did you get that information? Or maybe you know what it is? Maybe it's just human nature that we have to have people in the world who we don't particularly care for and we don't want to be around. I think we all feel that way, don't we? But here's something you got to ask yourself. Would you take that step? Would you take that feeling a step farther, and would you start to deny them their human rights, deny them their civil liberties? Would that be okay? So I guess in this country, if you're a gay Latino Muslim, you've got no chance in life. You are the enemy. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jess on the cell phone. Jess, you're on AM 760. Oh, I lost him. Jess, you there? Oh, that happens every once in a while with that line one. Jess, call back. Sometimes it happens. Let's go to Ellen in Aurora. Ellen, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I think a lot of people are scared with the changes in the world. They would like the world to go back to 1955. They don't like the diversity of this country anymore. They don't like issues that women have rights and black people have rights and gay people have rights. They just can't deal with that. And I don't think that they should have to associate with anyone they don't want to. That's fine. If their church doesn't want to marry gay people, that's fine. But that doesn't mean they can take away people's rights by law. They cannot do that. It is wrong. That's not what our nation is about.
I'd like to even just try to understand for one second their motivation. I can't even understand. I'm just not smart enough to get their motivation, and I know I've said this on the air a gazillion times. I just cannot understand, can't get any kind of understanding of their motivation.
Well, it seems to me that perhaps they feel, and I can't say how they feel, but perhaps they feel if they take all rights away from gays, that they will decide not to be gay anymore, and that's a bunch of baloney. There's no way they're going to make them into straight people just because they take all their rights away. That would be as likely as someone coming to me and telling me to be gay. It's not going to happen. And so they need to live in the real world, and they can't deal with that.
That's right. You're gay? Oh, I can change you.
Exactly. If I treat you bad enough, then you'll become straight or something like that.
I can change you. I can make you renounce your sexual orientation.
And, you know, you should talk to those people and say, how likely is that to happen to you as a straight person that you become gay? I mean, that's just the same. In terms of children, a lot of gay people have either adopted or have their own biological children. And to me, it is the height of ridiculous argument. In this country, with the number of divorce, child abuse, domestic violence, and the number of dysfunctional families of heterosexual people in this country, to say that gays are somehow going to be damaging children, it's just ridiculous. It's absurd.
It is. It's very absurd. Elaine, thank you. Appreciate
the
call.
Thanks.
All right. Let's go to James on a cell phone. James, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine.
Great. I was going to find out, do you think it might have something to do with providing spousal benefits for the partners of gay or lesbians?
No, because many companies, many big corporations realize that they have to in order to get top-flight talent. I worked for one of those corporations that was one of the first in the country to offer it. Because they cited that as being the reason, because they knew to get qualified people that they had to offer it as a perk.
So a lot of companies out there automatically know that these people are qualified to run businesses, but yet don't want to give them equal rights under law then.
But wait a minute. Rephrase that so I understand it better. What are you saying?
I guess a lot of companies out there, obviously know that they're smart, know that they're capable of running businesses like yours, who went ahead and offered these benefits to retain these people, yet they don't want to give them equal treatment.
Well, I don't know whether they want to give them equal treatment or not. I never sat down with the CEO of the last big corporation I worked for, but I will tell you this much. They were very, very strict about on-the-job harassment. They were very, very strict about the rights of gays, lesbians, women, people of color, white people, all kinds of people. They were very, very strict about those things at the workplace, and that they did offer same-sex spousal benefits.
Mm, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hmm.
But wait, so what is that? Does it bother you?
No, not in the least. But I think as far as I'm concerned, there in America also, do what you want to behind closed doors. It's nobody's business but yours and whoever is a consenting adult, in my opinion. I don't think anybody should have a say over who I worship, if I worship, or when I worship.
What about gays and lesbians getting married?
I don't have an issue with that either. I think they should be extended the same protections and opportunities under law that heterosexual law, whether black, white, Chinese, Hispanic.
Yeah. You know what? I'd have the same tendency to agree with you. I think you're right on course. You know, I think the bigger issue of what you're bringing up is, I think the bigger issue is that large corporations are moving at a rapid rate. What they want to do is cut back benefits regardless of what your sexual orientation is, because they don't want to have to pay for the high rising cost of medical care. And these and then you'll get people who will come on talk shows, and you'll get politicians who will make statements about how or barely mention anything about the health care crisis, and they'll just try to ignore it when indeed it's really out there. But that's a whole other subject and a whole other discussion.
Point, sir. Point. Okay. Well,
thanks,
I appreciate
James.
Your time. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, like Marilyn Manson Musgrave. What does she have to say about health care? Does she have anything to say about health care? I wouldn't know. She's so busy attacking Angie Piccioni, I don't have any idea what she stands for. How about Rick O'Donnell? Anybody got any idea what Rick stands for as far as health care goes? Probably privatization, totally, right? Because Rick's got money, and what the hell? I know Rick likes free Caribbean trips. 7:45, 15 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk right now. A look at wet, snowy, progressive traffic with Gina.
Looks like it's going to get worse before it gets better. We've got a lot of falling snow now, especially in the central part of Denver and certainly to the south. In fact, we've got an accident alert in Aurora, Sheridan, Jeffco, Golden, and Lakewood. That means if you're involved in a non-injury wreck, you can just exchange info. Police have too many collisions to respond to at this point. Stacked up across I-25 all the way across the city, certainly getting out of Thornton, North Glen, no change there into downtown, and definitely seeing some problems through the tech center due to the new snowfall and the snowpack. Monument Hill going to be a tough drive. We have whiteout conditions being reported actually from there all the way to Colorado Springs. Weather today, rain or snow expected through midday, an inch or two downtown. You can add 2 to 7 inches west and south, looking for a high only of 40 degrees, currently 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This year, every vote counts. Who are you going to vote for? In AM 760's Progressive Radio Star Contest, the finalists competed.
I am your host.
Welcome to our show.
And we threw them a curveball.
We have some callers coming in. The first is Max. He's online, too.
I want you to be honest with me.
Okay.
Are you drunk?
Next caller.
Who sounded best? Who deserves a talk show? You decide. Listen and vote now on AM760.net.
7:47. It's 47 minutes past the hour here on AM760. Progressive Talk, and you got to love this weather because it's good sleeping weather, right? You bet. I mean, people always say, oh, it's getting cold, it's snowy out. What a great day to stay in and sleep. Well, you know what makes it even better? Not only with this weather, but all year round? A Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. Mary and I ought to know. We've had one for 8 years, moved it all over the place, and it's just been absolutely wonderful. With a Sleep Number bed, you can personalize your sleep every night. Simply set your sleep number and your mattress. It'll be as firm or as soft as you and your body need it to be to get more deep, restorative sleep. My sleep number is usually between 75 and 80, but I've had it even higher. I've had it up to 85. Visit a Select Comfort store today to find out your sleep number and see what a difference this personalized comfort can make in your sleep. And this month, you can join Select Comfort as they commemorate 5 years as the official bed provider of the Ronald McDonald House Charities. With 4,000 beds and over 7,800 pillows donated to Ronald McDonald Houses across North America, Select Comfort is helping families sleep a little better during a stressful time. And now you can help, too, because a portion of all the proceeds from the beds, pillows, and sheets sold in October will go to the Ronald McDonald House. Plus, Select Comfort has partnered with celebrities from TVs, movies, music, and sports to support the Ronald McDonald House. You can even register to win an autographed signature bed by finding your sleep number at the Select Comfort store nearest you. Now, here along the Front Range, there are 10. Select Comfort stores located in 10 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand-new location at Southlands Mall.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business, and in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah.
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
Hi-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call Hi-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. Hi-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call Hi-Tech Import in Lakewood.
Saturday night, November 4th on Lifetime. Don't miss the premiere of the sizzling new series, Monarch Cove.
They say I killed my father. I spent 6 years locked up for a crime I didn't commit. Now I'm free. I've come back home to start my life over.
Sex, seduction, scandal. Anything can happen in Monarch Cove.
Be happy you're alive, Bianca. Stir things up too much. You'll end up like your father.
Monarch Cove. New series premieres Saturday, November 4th at 9, 8 Central, followed by Desperate Housewives, part of Lifetime's all-new Saturday night.
My story is on Lifetime.
Hollywood is abuzz with gossip. Guess which $20 million leading man has finally decided to come out of the closet? Once one of Tinseltown's most eligible bachelors, he's about to reveal the personal life he's been hiding from fans for years. Think you know who I'm talking about? It's veteran stage and screen actor...
Please deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes.
Radio. You shouldn't have to pay for it. This message brought to you by America's 13,000 local radio stations who believe some things were just meant to be free.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Nice to have you along. 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at AM760.net. Instant message me at AM760.net. And go and vote for our talk radio superstars. There's five finalists are on there. AM760.net, you can vote up until, I think, 5 o'clock today. Close of business today. Okay, it's snowy out there, you know that, and it should turn maybe to some rain a little bit later on. High today, 38, and it's windy out there, too. So please be careful. We're talking about Referendum I and Amendment 43 and an itch that I can never scratch enough, which is... this whole thing about gay rights and how I just don't understand people's objections and the idea that gays and lesbians should be kept as virtual second-class citizens. Here's Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you so much for bringing up this topic.
Sure.
First, I don't know if you got the article I sent you kind of tongue-in-cheek about a gentleman in, I think it was in Seattle, whose wife came home and his straight guy and found him having sex with the dog. And my comment was, you know, maybe straight marriage leads to bestiality. Maybe straight shouldn't be allowed to get married either.
Yeah, there you go.
But really, the reason that I called is because I'm actually an evangelical gay Christian, and I grew up in a very conservative Christian home. And what I have found in, like, discussions that I've had with my parents on this topic is that there's really no rational or logical, objection or argument that they can come up with against gay marriage, even though they stated that they are against it. And, you know, one of the things that I know about having grown up in that environment is that, you know, the church views marriage as a sacrament and as being sacred, And, you know, my argument against that is, well, then, you know, explain to me why, you know, a couple of celebrities can go to Las Vegas, get drunk, get married, and then get divorced the next day. I mean, what's sacred about that?
And, don't they usually cite, though, the Bible? I always get the Bible cited at me and the scripture cited at me as a reason against homosexuality.
Yeah, there's a ton of those clobber passages, but every one of those, you know, I grew up in the environment. I went to Bible college. I can fire right back at them at every single one of those references. I mean, if you look at, you know, the passages in Leviticus, there are so many things. I mean, they take those completely out of context, and they pick and choose which ones they want to use. And, you know, for example, you know, it forbids wearing clothes of two different kinds of, you know, fibers, like cotton polyester blends. Well, do they do that? You know, the Leviticus passages require that when a woman's on her period that she be kicked out of town. Do they do that?
Yeah, I've tried that, though, with them. I've tried bringing those things up. I've tried the idea that the Bible talks about, I believe it's in the New Testament, talks about the fact that if you get divorced or commit adultery, that you should get stoned to death, and they'll just reject it. It'll go, as an argument, firing back at them with it, it'll just absolutely go nowhere.
Well, that's because they're not willing to listen to logic. I mean, they, you know, and if you look at the New Testament, so then they'll say, well, the Old Testament doesn't count. Even in the New Testament, you know, Paul forbids it. The problem with that as well is that there was actually a word for homosexual in the Greek language, and Paul chose not to use it. He used a different word instead from the Greek language when he was talking about, and he was not talking about homosexuals. He was talking about homosexual prostitutes in the temples, which is a completely different thing. And so, you know, their biblical arguments just, you know, don't wash. But, you know, with my parents, you know, they, after, you know, there was the whole thing about that, about it being a sacrament and being sacred. Well, then it's, you know, many women get married to have children. So then my argument back to them was, okay, well, if you have a couple who either chooses not to have children or cannot have children, then should they be allowed to get married? Well, yes. Okay, well, you just told me that, you know, marriage is for the purpose of having children. So if a couple cannot or will not have children, should they be allowed to get married? Well, yeah. Okay, well, that just eliminated that argument.
And that's, so, why, that's one I've never had thrown at me, and I was never taught that as a kid either, that marriage is about having children.
Oh, yeah, that's a real common one that they come up with is, you know, gays can't procreate, so they shouldn't be allowed to get married. Because they can't procreate with, you know, two men or two women cannot procreate without the other.
I always thought marriage was about mutual love and commitment.
Exactly.
And then you decide later whether you want to have kids or not.
Exactly.
I mean, you marry somebody and say, okay, we're going to get married because I want to have children. I guess some people do.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's fine. But that's, you know, when you define marriage by... when you define marriage by having children, if that is your definition of why straight people are allowed to get married and gay people aren't, it throws out all the couples who are either, you know, who cannot have children. Or,
yeah, well, yeah, that's right. What do you do if you get married and you can't have kids?
Exactly. Then, you know, should there be some kind of procreation test before marriage to make sure that you can actually have children? And do you sign a statement when you get married on your marriage certificate that you're agreeing to have children? Because what if you choose not to? What if you can, but you choose not to?
See, I'd love to go do a talk show or be a guest on a talk show on a really right-wing, Christian-oriented talk station like KNUS or something and sit there and just try to... just sit there and try to, I don't know, I could reason out with them or just somehow sit there and try to have some kind of conversation with them about this stuff and hear every single thing that they, I don't know, I just would love to be able to sit down and go through that. And I've bemoaned this before. One of the things about this format is a lot of times is we don't get a lot of dissenting voices, and there's nothing wrong with getting into a good, passionate bang-up with somebody every once in a while. Mark, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, I think they'd invite me on over there. I don't think so. Hey, here's a road alert. Westbound I-70, mile marker 226 due to a rock slide. Detour exit 228, Georgetown. There's a, once again, a road alert westbound I-70, mile marker 226, due to a rock slide. Detour exit 228 to Georgetown, and we'll keep you updated on all of the road problems all day long here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Boy, the lines are still loaded on this. You know what? If you guys hang on, we can carry it into the next hour if you want to. If you want to hang on, we'll carry it into the next hour. If we come back from the news and the lines are open, I'll move to something else.
I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me, assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP voter's guide. Paid for by AARP.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Jim Chemevitz.
President Bush hosting a ceremony at the White House a short time ago, signing into law legislation that includes building that massive fence along 700 miles of U.S.-Mexico border.
This bill will help protect the American people. This bill will make our borders more secure. It is an important step toward immigration reform.
Critics, including immigrant advocate Eric Gutierrez, liken the fence to the Berlin Wall.
What it most likely will do will shift illegal border traffic to more dangerous places like the desert, where people will die.
The double fence would cover about a third of the southern border, but there's still no money to build it. The estimated $1.2 billion price tag may have to be paid with funds allocated to the Department of Homeland Security. One of the bloodiest months for U.S. troops in Iraq just got bloodier. Five more deaths reported by the military today, a sailor and four Marines. Correspondent Cammie McCormick in Baghdad.
The latest casualties came in volatile Anbar province, where Major General William Caldwell says an ongoing operation is underway against insurgents.
It's an aggressive, offensive approach to taking back the city of Ramadi to return it back to Iraqi security force control.
The U.S. has never said insurgents were in control of Ramadi, but instead, when they're shown parading in the streets, has only referred to it as a media event or photo opportunity. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Baghdad.
The Iraq war continues to be a drag on Republicans with less than 2 weeks to go before the midterm elections. Pollster John Zogby has the latest Reuters Zogby numbers.
If the election were held today, the Democrats would win control of the House, perhaps pick up 25 to 30 seats, who knows, even more.
Correspondent Bob Fuss is on the campaign trail in the Buckeye State.
Lamb chowder, or what do we got there?
For lunch, everyone goes to Buns, and Republican Senator Mike DeWine's making small talk. He's in a tough race against Democratic Congressman Sherrod Brown, whose ads stress job losses.
It's time to put the middle class first.
DeWine says blaming overseas trade simplistic.
13,000 Ohio companies sell overseas, so we have to sell.
But Ohio State political scientist Herb Asher says the public's mad.
If things are going wrong, who can you blame?
The answer, he says, has to be the Republicans, because they're the ones in power. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Delaware, Ohio.
What a mess in Denver. An early season snowstorm has been dumping on the Mile High City, a foot or more in some places. Van Aken of KCNC Television.
Very fine, steady snow falling. Doesn't look like it's adding up all that much, but what is on the roadway until it gets beaten down by the morning traffic might as well be glass.
Get up on the wrong side of the bed? Well, so did reporter Vicky Barker.
I'm very grumpy this morning, and now I know I have company. A British survey says women are grumpier than men because they have a harder time sleeping. And why is that? Well, one-third of them blame their partner's snoring.
ExxonMobil reporting big third-quarter profits, second biggest ever for the oil giant, $10.5 billion. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 11. This is CBS News.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
The health effects. That's what concerns me.
Last night, Brian went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
There's a lot of information there, but for me it all came down to this. There is no safe cigarette.
cigarette smoking causes lung cancer, heart disease, and emphysema. If you'd like more information on the health effects of smoking, as well as links for smokers who've decided to quit, find out more. Visit philipmorrisusa.com.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call you and us. Member SIPC.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. It's a snowy, slushy, miserable drive into work.
In Castle Rock, the snow is blowing sideways, coming down very steady, and the roadway on I-25, wet, slushy, and just kind of a nasty commute.
That's AM 760's Jerry Bell. A winter storm warning is still up for the metro area until noon, with up to 6 inches of snow possible in Denver, more in the mountains and foothills. Slow drive 2 on I-25 over Monument. Dennis tells us conditions are bad.
Visibility poor and speed limits are, people are going about 30 miles an hour.
A blizzard warning is posted for the I-25 corridor south of Monument Hill. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Kathy. Well, again, very hazardous driving conditions now for Boulder County as well. We've had spotty power outages there due to downed power lines around Boulder, so you really want to be careful. No wrecks that we know of along the diagonal or turnpike, but traffic is crawling across Broomfield both directions on the turnpike. And again, just keep top of mind that we are in an accident alert in Aurora, Sheridan, Jeffco, Golden, and Lakewood. Westbound I-70 in the high country now closed at Georgetown, had a rock slide at Silver Plume. At DIA, security wait time today, 5 minutes, but call ahead for possible flight delays or cancellations. Weather outlook, rain or snow expected through midday, looking for a high of 40 degrees, currently 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KeyBank has a wide array of low fixed-rate home equity loans with no closing costs or annual fees, so you'll always have a smart way to get the money you need. Stop by any Key Center, call 1-888-KEY-1234, or visit Key.com to find out more. Subject to credit approval, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks! Otto the Owl here! Holiday travel in the shopping season is just around the corner! Travel tip number 3. Take the Northwest Parkway. It's the stress-free way to travel to the mall and airport. Go to flywithotto.com for more wise tips.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
It's 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 38. Snow. You see it out there already, and also wind, and it should taper off to rain and then disappear as the day goes on. But we'll have to see. Here's an instant message. Jay, I was glued to the radio driving to work this morning when you had the lady on talking about gay issues. That was Candace Gingrich, Newt's sister. Unfortunately, due to the weather, most of what she had to say was interrupted by a sound of someone scratching the needle across a record. I did catch some of it, however, and she makes a lot of sense. What I wanted to say about the issue is this. The conservatives who quote the Bible about homosexuality seem to conveniently ignore the other sins that we should all be guilty of if the Bible is to be believed. In any event, the way we try to cite religious principles as basis for many of their policies bugs me. Because it could be called unconstitutional. Not only that, it's dangerous. And if you, I agree. And if you want to hear what Candace Gingrich had to say, you can hear it on podcast at am760.net and download it. And you'd want the 7 o'clock hour, which is
which is where that is. So you go to the 7 o'clock hour. Now, do we want to continue this conversation into the 8 o'clock hour about gay rights? You want to continue that? Do you want to continue to talk about this? Because we referendum I is on the ballot, and Amendment 43, and you ought to vote yes on I and no on 43. And the whole premise that I have just never heard any kind of an argument that I ever considered to be logical and that ever made any sense to me. By the way, in Congressional District 4 race, there is a statistical dead heat now with Angie Piccioni ahead by 3 points. State Representative Angie Piccioni leads Representative Marilyn Manson Musgrave by 3 points in the race for Colorado's 4th Congressional District, according to latest pollings by Strategic Services. The polling of 600 likely voters in the district shows Piccioni with a 45-42 lead, with the Reform Party candidate taking 6% of the vote, mostly from independents and from Republicans. The poll sampled a slightly higher percentage of Republicans than the latest registration numbers indicate. Registered Democrats comprise 29% of the sample, registered Republicans 45%, and 26% are unaffiliated with either party. The margin of error is plus or minus 4%. The poll also revealed that Musgrave's approval rate is slipping, with just more than a third of the voters giving her favorable ratings, and that only 71% of the Republicans plan to vote for Musgrave. You know, we can pull CD4 out. Everybody must vote. And it isn't only CD4. It's every office in this state that's up, every amendment that is critical, every referendum issue that's critical to us. We can make it happen, but we must get out. You must get out and vote. Either vote absentee or get to the polling place. Talk to your friends. Make sure that we are on the ground on November the 7th, and we are running. And that's all I can say. And if you can help Angie Piccioni out, please go to her website, kick in a little cash, volunteer. Mary and I are thinking very seriously of going up this Saturday and making phone calls for her. Same thing with Ed Perlmutter. Same thing there. Help him out. He is having a tremendous amount of money spent against him, and he needs help. Go to his website. Go volunteer. Give him a little kick of cash. We can make this happen. Bill Winter did an excellent job last night in the televised debate against Tom Tancredo, which ran on Channel 12. Winter is another candidate. Help him out. He needs a little kick of cash. He needs volunteers. Jay Fawcett down in the snowy springs this morning. Jay needs help. He could use a little kick of cash. Please, I'm asking you, I'm imploring you, that we got to get motivated and we got to make something happen here. And the only people that can do that are you and me. I mean, if you're tired of what's going on in this country, it's one thing to get together every single morning here and talk about it and complain about it and roll it around, which is an American right. And we ought to be concerned enough to do that, but it's another thing when you translate that stuff into action. And I'm asking you from the bottom of my heart, please, 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 make your votes count and get into action and get involved with one of these candidates or one of the referendums or one of the amendments, because this is our moment to shine. This is our moment to shine. All right, let's go back to the phones here, and we go to George in Aurora. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
You have brought this subject up about as many times as you bought cars from Rocky. So I'm going to help you out so that you can understand the problem. This is no different than the first black congressman, Superior Court judge. Why do we have problems with electing a woman as president? Unless you are directly in contact with it and you live with it for a period of time. I have a gay brother died 2 years ago. I have a gay sister. It hasn't affected my life, my family's life, or our friends. If you're not connected with gay people, you don't understand. You run scared. Why do you run from electing a woman? It's same scenario. Black people, they went through the same thing, interracial marriage. Until this generation or the next generation, this will come to pass. Every time this subject is brought up, somebody brings up plural marriages. It's not time for that yet. In my opinion, it is time for gay. But until more people are aware and become aware of the subject, it's a hot, tough topic, you know. And this is why you don't understand, because you probably don't deal with many gay people, probably.
I have gay lesbian friends, and my father was gay.
See that? So it doesn't bother you at all that they get married, does it?
I don't really care.
Me neither. But until
I fail to understand why anyone would care, because I fail to understand how it affects anybody on a personal level. How does it affect them? How does it affect society at whole?
For voting for Hillary or the first black congressman in Tennessee racial marriage or.
But it
Pink Floyd over blue eyes, you know. I mean, it doesn't affect anybody. They create their own little world. They come complacent for the many years that they lived in their little white picket fences next to neighbors that didn't have gay people. They're scared.
How did they know there weren't gay people living next to them?
They don't, because they've been in the closet too long. Let all people come out as who they are. I agree with you, Jay, 100%. So you don't have to wonder about it, because you get it. You see? You get it.
Yeah, but in a way, so
plural marriages.
Well, what does plural marriages have to do with...
It's under the same thing. It's a scary subject to people. How can they have more than one? It's not understood. It's that simple. It's no different than two loving people marrying. No difference whatsoever. Is there?
Well, I don't understand what...
Let me help you. What does a plural marriage affect you? How does that affect your life?
It doesn't.
There you go! So let the plural marriages be on the ballot. How does a woman running for president affect you?
It doesn't.
Well, except that she's a woman and she may...
The only thing that affects me about a woman running for president, the only thing that affects me is the same thing that would affect me when it comes to a man, which would be her policies.
Absolutely. There you go. How about a black man in down south? How about Ford running? Shouldn't he have just the same chance as anybody else?
Well, I think he does. I think he does.
All the TV ads, racial bull. You know what I'm telling you?
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, now the two of us can't talk at one time.
I understand that. Go ahead, Jay.
Either he will win or he will lose, but I happen to believe that he will win. I happen to believe that he'll beat Corker, because I happen to believe that he's the better man, and I happen to believe that the South has moved far enough ahead that is rapidly ceasing to become an issue anymore, particularly among the young in the South.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like the men. I don't know if the South has moved far enough ahead, and I also agree with you with the young. The young has the same issue as marijuana over alcohol.
We'll have to see.
Mine is more alcohol than pot.
We'll just have to see if it happens. George, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. 8:16, 60 minutes after 8. One line open at 303-713-7600, and Marie in Denver is called in. She supports Amendment 43. She's going to give me the Catholic stance on marriage, and we'll talk to her when we come back. Snow's blowing out there, and it is wet, and it's rough. And let's find out how rough with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, no real change. It's definitely going to make for an exciting ride this morning. We've got a lot of blowing snow, blizzard-like conditions for sure in the high country. Train restrictions, westbound U.S. 40 at I-70. Trail Ridge Road, of course, has already been closed for the season at the Milner Pass, but we do have snow being reported on Highway 82 at Independence Pass. That is also off-limits. I-70 through the metro area into Golden. Actually, we have the accident alert at Jeffco, Lakewood, Aurora, Golden, and Sheridan. So if you have damage less than $1,000, you need to exchange info, call police within 72 hours. Blowing snow right now around Monument I-25. That continues with whiteout conditions all the way.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Advocate Show with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean and Dr. Adams will be discussing the current state of both the Colorado and national economy, as well as Dr. Adams' forecast for 2007. To learn more, call Sean at 303-252-4444 and tune in to The Real Estate Advocate this Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. right here on AM 760.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick? Beat yourself up or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great fight tonight. In one corner, a freshman state legislator. In the opposite corner, it's the well-heeled lobbyists.
I tell you, Bill, the odds are really in favor of Team Lobbyist. In Colorado, there are 11 of them for every legislator.
And $1.6 million in gifts and entertainment packs quite a punch. And we're underway.
Here come the lobbyists, waving free avalanche tickets, ski passes, golf at an exclusive private club.
Uh-oh, Team Lobbyist just sent in their heavy hitter, a recently retired legislator. He's an expert at working over his former colleagues and friends. Oh my, he's throwing a real haymaker, a $600 portable computer. She takes it. Down goes the legislator. Once again, the lobbyists win and good government loses. Amendment 41 bans lobbyist gifts to government officials and imposes a two-year waiting period before they can lobby. Give good government a fighting chance. Vote yes on 41. For more information, visit www.voteyeson41.com. Paid for by Coloradans for Clean Government.
This year, every vote counts. Who are you going to vote for? In AM 760's Progressive Radio Star Contest, the finalists competed.
I am your host.
Welcome to our show.
And we threw them a curveball.
We have some callers coming in. The first is Max. He's online, too.
I want you to be honest with me.
Okay.
Are you drunk?
Next caller.
Who sounded best? Who deserves a talk show? You decide. Listen and vote now on AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:21. 21 minutes after 8. High today, 38. Snow. Blowing snow. And it should taper off to rain and then be clear tonight with a low of around 26. But be careful out there this morning. It is messy. We're talking about Referendum I and also Amendment 43 and gay rights. And let me go to Marie in Denver, who is going to explain her stance on this. Marie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I may not have been clear with your screener. I do not support 43.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
But I do think I did want to talk about the Catholic Church's position on marriage because it is consistent. I was married in the church. I am not a Catholic anymore, but I was married in the church. There is a legal process within the church that you have to go through before you can get married in the church. If you cannot have children for a biological reason, that's considered an impediment to marriage, and that has to be dealt with. And sometimes it used to be you could not get married in the church if you could not have children. The church teaches that marriage is for procreation. Theoretically, Catholic couples are not even supposed to use birth control or artificial birth control. One of the partners, after they get married, you have to sign before you get married that you're not being coerced into the marriage and that you agree to have children. And if one of the partners after the marriage says that they were lying or whatever, that's grounds for annulment. So the church's position is very, very consistent. They also do not believe in vitro fertilization. So that their position is consistent. You don't have to agree with it, but they are consistent. They do say that marriage is for children.
Well, that's good, as long as they don't force it on the rest of us.
I think that's a very fair position. I think that's an absolutely fair position, because then they also claim that they have they are consistent. But
so as long as they don't get involved in politics, it's okay with me. I don't care what they believe in.
I think that's very legitimate. Evidently, last Sunday, all the churches, the Catholic churches, read something from bishops advising them to vote, that they had to vote no on 46.
Okay, at that point, I would step in then, and I would have the IRS come look at their tax status.
I think that is absolutely legitimate. I think that because...
I don't think it's legitimate at all.
No. I think having the IRS look at that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I think then what happens is they load it up with all kinds of spiritual and ecclesiastical consequences if you don't do what they say. So it makes it a very powerful, powerful kind of political tool. But they are consistent. And for my part, this New Jersey thing really scares, or I want the Democrats to win. This New Jersey thing scares me because it seems so targeted. And it seems like just the kind of thing that will bring out enough of the neocons, enough of the radical right. Because I think the vote, I think the election's going to be very, very close. And I think in those, where the race is real, real close, I think the dirty tricks, I think the appeal to the prejudice, and I think this New Jersey thing is just enough to turn the tide. And you can have the whole country wanting the Democrats to take control of the House, but in the individual races, it's a very, very narrow kind of margin.
That's why we got to give money and get out and vote and make sure our friends vote and get out there and work.
We're doing that. I'm on that side.
Yep, me too. Thank you, Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
All right, let's go to Adrian in Denver. Adrian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, yeah, the roads are pretty nasty, but not the reason I called. The reason I called was you said that basically you have a discussion with a lot of the right-wing Christian fanaticals, as I like to refer to them, about homosexuality and how they seem to raise, they put, homosexuality above every other sin. And this is how you defeat their argument, because I've done it several times, and it says in the Bible that to God, Jay, there aren't degrees of sin. So, one who commits adultery or lies is not any worse or less worse than someone who's homosexual. So it's all the same in God's eyes. That's how you defeat their argument. It's just that simple. You tell them that, and there's nothing they can say.
Well, the only thing I can say to that is I'll have to give it a shot. It confounds me, and I'm basically set back with the idea that these folks are so bothered by somebody's sexual orientation. And that here we are in 2006 and we got all this hoopla going on, and that, you got to define marriage and you have to go through all of this, and their arguments to me just seem to be so false. They just seem to me that if you sit down and think it through, that they don't make any sense.
Well, for me, Jay, I was once one of those people who thought there was a difference between, a man and a woman get married as opposed to two men or two women or whatever. But what really changed my mind or solidified it for me was the whole Terri Schiavo issue. And that changed my mind simply because no one knows what goes on between a man and a woman or a man and a man when they're lying in bed or on a walk, talking, holding hands, sharing their life story, what they want, what they don't want. And for the government, for Bill Frist and Congress and the president to get involved and basically state that, I think her husband's name was Michael Schiavo.
Right, right.
Right? Basically was trying to kill her and just all these things that they were implying and trying to get government involved, and they believe in less government. There's no sanctity to marriage. They proved it. They totally proved that argument. There's no sanctity to marriage.
No, there isn't. Because people violate that sanctity every single day.
Every single day.
And it's not because they're gay.
Exactly. That's what sort of solidified it for me.
Yeah, but see, that's logically, but what you're doing is you're logically sitting there, and what you're doing is you're logically sitting there thinking it through. You're thinking it through. You're thinking through the idea that the sanctity of marriage is not violated because people violate the sanctity of marriage every day, and it has nothing to do with gays and lesbians because they're out there cheating on their significant others, and they're breaking their vows.
Right. Exactly.
Right?
Well, and we all lie. We all cheat. We all do things that, you know, the Bible says are wrong. And again, just hit them with that argument, Jay. And when you do, because I listen to you every day, you got to let me know what they say to it.
I'll do it, man.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. That's all I had to say.
All right. Well, you said a lot. Thanks. I appreciate you being on the show.
All right, Jay. Take care.
Take care. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let me squeeze in one more call here before we go take some traffic, and we'll go to Carol in Denver. Carol, hi. You're on.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm good.
I think the big problem we have in discussing this issue is we cannot keep people from blending in the two distinct differences between state-sanctioned marriage and religious-sanctioned marriage. Religious marriage has been with us always, and no one is trying to dictate what any church or religion should do in regards to marriage. Everybody understands that is a very personal thing. But when it comes to state-sanctioned marriage, when they say sanctioned marriage between a man and a woman have been around forever, is not true. It just simply is not true. State-sanctioned marriage, you know, came along in the 1900s, where the state required people, if they want certain benefits, they had to be married to receive those benefits. And all gay people are trying to do is to receive the same benefits, and if they have to do it under marriage or civil contract or whatever they want to call it, that any heterosexual couple would, and it is for the protection of their children. And people who scream and holler about the children are forgetting about the hundreds of thousands of gay people out there who currently have children who have to go through all these hoops to make sure they get the same benefits that heterosexual couples do. And to me, that is the issue, is the children is the issue. And you can't discuss it with religious people because they keep discussing the religious aspects of marriage. We are not discussing the religious aspects of marriage. The state has no business discussing that. And that's just my opinion.
Well, I would agree with you 100%. And sometimes I think that it's based on just outright prejudice. Sometimes I think it's based on ignorance. And then sometimes I think it's based on the fact that they have no solutions to the problems facing the country. So this is what they focus in on, because it's easier to focus in on this, and it's easier to raise money, acquire power, if you go after a segment of society, rather than taking your efforts and focusing it towards solving the greater good, or, you know, working for the greater good and solving the problems that the country faces.
Right.
I think that has a lot to do with it, too. I really do. I think people who are deeply, deeply religious ought to take a very, 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 very careful look at people like James Dobson and others and ask themselves what their motivation is, because, you know, they're living a really nice lifestyle and they got lots of bucks in their wallet and they got the whole thing going on there. And they're making it off of these people's little teeny contributions, and these people are getting basically hoodwinked. Carol, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Want to jump into the conversation? I got two lines open for the first time now in an hour. 303-713-7600. We're talking here about the whole thing about gays and lesbians and about Referendum I and about 43 and just people's feelings about, so what if gays and lesbians want to get married? What the hell do you care? Why is that a big deal? Why do people out there even give a damn about this? Because I don't understand it. So, like, what are you going to do? If your neighbors move in next door to you and there are two lesbians, you're, like, not going to talk to them? I can't talk to you. You're a lesbian. 8:33. It's 33 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Now through the city on 225 Aurora, I-25, tough all morning across the city. Still stop and go out of Thornton, North Glen, southbound from Highway 7 all the way to 84th. Toll Road, E-470 giving us trouble near Parker, had multiple crashes there. Had spotty power outages reported around Boulder. Amazingly, still collision-free on the turnpike, but it's going to be a very slow go for you across Broomfield. We have two closures, 285 between Fairplay and the Kenosha Pass. Westbound I-70 now off limits at Georgetown.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
For who should move on to the national finals. Voting ends Thursday, 5 p.m. Jay Marvin will announce the winner Friday morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Bauhaus Doggy Daycare, Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
It's 8:35, 35 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Talked a lot about Rockies matching down incentive. It's been going on for quite a while now, and that's the one where you put down $1,500. And they put down $1,500, and you got $3,000 down towards your next vehicle. But you know what? The matching down program is going to end in October. So if you want to take advantage of it, you better do it right now. And every vehicle on Rocky's lot has been winterized, so you can drive away knowing you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. And it's also a great time to shop for a new all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive vehicle to help you get through the winter driving conditions. If you're having trouble out there this morning and thinking to yourself, man, I should have a four-wheel drive car or an all-wheel or a front-wheel, then you should think about going to Rocky's. And Rocky's always gets into the holiday season, whatever the holiday is. And right now, they're all set up for Halloween. And they've got free pumpkins, free jack-o'-lanterns for every customer. One per customer, so go on by Rocky's, whether you buy a car or you don't, and pick up a free jack-o'-lantern and take it home to your family and kids. And when you're out there, see my friends the Alshiers, Tom and Marv, because they're great folks, just my very best friends. And also Spanky Herrera, who's another really good friend, and Freddie Labrato and Gerard Menard, and Tom Davis, and all of the people working, Jim Monroe working out of Rockies, because they'll go the extra mile to help you out. You can see their inventory and pre-qualify for a car loan online at RockiesAutos.com. Make sure you put an S in there, too. Some people say to me, I put in Rockies, and it didn't come. You got to put Rockies Autos. Or check them out. They're open Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, rather, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And don't forget Operation Freebird coming up soon. We'll tell you about that as we get closer. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:38, 38 minutes after 8. Rain and snow. Snow and rain, actually. Snowing out there now. Windy and a high today only of 38. And then maybe it's going to taper off to a little bit of rain. And then we should have mostly clear skies tonight and a low of around 26. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 54. AM 760 Progressive Talk. You can instant message me or get any of the show on podcast at am760.net. And we're talking about Amendment 43 and also Referendum I. And then coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll move into open phones. Let's go to Elizabeth, who's been hanging on a cell phone. Elizabeth, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. I made it to work safe, so I'm happy about that.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I just want to say, first of all, I just moved here from Iowa, and we don't have people like you on the radio, so I appreciate Liberal Talk Radio for a change.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And I have a few points to make. First of all, I just got married in June, and I'm a little nervous, so bear with me. And first of all, my insurance, I got a discount on my insurance. My credit rating went up. So, I mean, you can't deny the benefits of marriage. So, and gay people deserve those benefits. You can't deny that there is serious benefits. Second of all, my dad, in my opinion, is the smartest man I've ever met. And he does not agree with gay marriage. So that's been hard for me, although I do believe they should, you know, have the right to get married. But it's a struggle to grow up with opinions like that, since I respect my father very much. He just feels that it makes light of marriage, that he's worked very hard to sustain his marriage for 37 years, and that it just makes it look bad for people like him, and I don't understand.
I don't understand that reasoning either.
But the thing is that I think there's two types of outlooks on life. There's the pessimistic outlook that, you know, we'll never cure poverty, we'll never live in a perfect world where you know, people are always going to be safe. There's never going to be the hungry. There's never going to be homeless children. And those people are the type, I think, that vote against things like this, because it's a very optimistic amendment, I believe, that in a perfect world, you know, there are healthy gay marriages where healthy children can be raised. There's many, many, many children out there that would give anything in the world to be loved by anyone. It doesn't matter who. Even one person, not only two. That would be even an extra bonus. So you can't deny that, and that's my opinion on it.
Well, I think you're right on all of those counts, and I think you're especially right on the last one. Did you move here because of a job?
Partially. My husband has a degree in finance, and he wasn't able to find very many opportunities in Iowa. So we moved out here, and he got a good job. So.
Oh, that's cool. Where in Iowa did you come from?
We went to school in Iowa City, but I'm from a really small town near Des Moines, about 1,500 people. So.
Well, you know what? We're glad you're here, and we're doing our damnedest to try to turn Colorado blue, and we're glad you're part of it, and we welcome you and your husband. And how long have you been married?
Just since June this year. So we've been together for 6 years, but we finally tied the knot in June. So.
Oh, cool.
Very happy. And another thing, I just want to encourage people to stay optimistic. Don't be afraid that the world is, you know, just going to get worse. If you continue to think that someday, you know, things can improve and we can live in a perfect world, then amendments like this will get passed and other amendments as well, and we won't be fighting wars and we won't be spending all our money on bombs either. So.
Yep, I'm with you 100%. We got to remain optimistic. Elizabeth, thank you so much. Glad you got to work, and please call back again.
And I just wanted to say one more thing. I really appreciate you speaking out for that family that got in that accident. The terrible tragedy.
And Greeley, sure.
The fact that they gave, you know, donated their organs to the people of this country, that repays any taxes that you could ever bring up, not to mention that they were legal citizens, and I just can't believe that anyone would question that after, you know, that very generous thing that family did, and I really appreciate what you do.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You're very kind. I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, David Schultheis, who's the one that questioned that Greeley family. Mr. Schultheis, what do you say about David Schultheis? Does he have a gene missing somewhere? Does he have an inappropriate brain part? What's his problem? Man, I am glad he does not represent me. But he's got an opponent in the election, so if you live in the Springs, get out there and vote him out, because that's what he deserves, to be out. Enough. Enough is enough of Mr. Schultheis. Let's go to Stuart in Denver. Stuart, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, just follow the money. You know, we're talking about this religious things because that's what we talk to people about. But all the money for these amendments are coming from the Republican Party and from the fascists, from the big companies that will benefit from not allowing gay marriage. You know, the insurance companies, the benefits, you know, all these corporate people that end up with that money in their pockets.
Yeah, but most corporations know in this day and age that to attract good qualified people, you have to offer same spouse benefits, and insurance companies, why would they be against it if they can make money off of it? I'm willing to bet you that 85 to 90% of the funding of any of the commercials that run on radio or TV against I or supporting 43 are coming from the religious right. I mean, they're the ones that are ginning the money in there.
Yeah, they're just being taken for a ride by these same corporate interests. So I don't think it. I think that's the only people that can benefit from it, you know. And, you know, the corporations that claim to have these great benefits are the ones that are trying to get out of them, you know. I mean, yeah, you're right.
That, well, see, I don't know that. I mean, show me an example of a corporation that's trying to renege on it. I don't know of any that is.
Well, the federal insurance on the pensions is going to be going down by next year because all these companies are reneging on their
that's not health insurance. That's pension, and that's a whole different ball game. And pensions have been in trouble for a long, long time in this country, and it has nothing to do with gays or lesbians. It's a whole separate. The whole pension board issue and the whole idea of pensions is a whole separate issue away from gays and lesbians. What I'm talking about is same-sex benefits as far as health care goes. And in my professional career and more corporations I work for, I see them offering it because they know that they can get qualified people by offering it as just another perk. Okay, thank you, Stuart. I appreciate the call. All right, it's 8:45, 15 away from 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600 if you want to jump in on this. 303-713-7600. Let's take a look at traffic out there now with Gina.
Well, Jay, it's still a very tough ride for us, whether you're in the metro area or up in the high country. Just keep in mind that we have chain restrictions for several areas, including across I-70 there at the Eisenhower Tunnel. We also had snow and foggy, very foggy conditions reported on I-70 out to Pena Boulevard if you're headed out to DIA this morning. And, of course, I-70, just a tough drive in general across the city. Right now, no major collision areas, but we do have very heavy traffic reported along 225 through Aurora, C-47. Tough in both directions through Highlands Ranch. And, of course, the Boulder Turnpike very bogged down, again, east and westbound from Sheridan to I-25. Weather today, rain or snow expected through midday. Could get an inch or two downtown, 2 to 7 inches west and south. 40 degrees today, currently 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
One place, one day, hundreds of educational options. Come to an open house at the University of Colorado at Denver and Health Sciences Center.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
Interest rates are at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat Flood coming to you from Comfort Dental in Lakewood. I've been a dentist in Colorado for 24 years, and I've been at Comfort Dental for 13 years. I'm proud to be a part of the Comfort Dental team. We're Colorado's fair pricing leader, and we're open evenings and Saturdays so hardworking people can get in to see a dentist. It's a good place to go. So stop by and see us in Lakewood or any of our locations. This is Dr. Pat Flood, Comfort Dental. We'll be there when you need us.
Talk a little bit here about Icon LASIK Center. You know, we're always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there, and I had it, is that LASIK eye surgery cannot be done affordably and safe. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK just don't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it at all like that. Don't fall for the gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar-off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today. Set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N, .com.
This product may not be available in all areas.
Do you know how to use eBay? How to bargain hunt on the world's largest marketplace? Or how to sell stuff online to the thousands of hungry buyers? If not, you're missing out on one of the internet's most popular sites. And right now, you can learn the ins and outs of eBay, and you can do it for free with a free CD-ROM from Video Professor. Just call 1-800-600-9525. This free CD-ROM makes it so easy to buy, sell, and navigate, even if you've never even seen eBay. And it opens your eyes to the incredible buying and selling leverage you have when you tap into the power of online auctions. If you don't know how to use eBay, now's the best time to learn. It's easy, and best of all, it's free. All you cover is shipping and processing, and we'll rush your free CD-ROM right to your door. For your free CD-ROM, you've got to call Video Professor at 1-800-600-9525. That number again, 1-800-600-9525. 1-800-600-9525.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
It's 51 minutes past the hour. Snow and the high today of 38. Be careful out there. AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we've been talking here for the last couple hours about Amendment 43, which seeks to etch Colorado's existing one-man, one-woman legal definition of marriage into the state constitution, which I voted against. And referendum I, which would grant gays and lesbians domestic partnership arrangements. And why people are just freaked out over gays and lesbians and about the idea that, my God, they might get married. We can't ever let that happen. We just can't. Here's Bob on a cell phone. Bob, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, Jay. I'm for the referendum. You know, for years, gay people have been saying that they wanted just the right, you know, like you go to a hospital and be with their dying, you know, living partners and stuff. And now it got pushed to getting married. And I'm afraid that stuff like that, amendments like this are going to divide people. You know, independents that are on the fence, Republican moderates that are on the fence are going to say, it gives them one more issue to not vote for us. And that gets away from the real problem for Democrats and the people in this country are, you know, like getting a job and stuff like that. And these little issues like this to divide people, and I'm afraid we're going to lose the election over stupid things like this.
Yeah, well, if you were gay or lesbian, I don't think you'd think it was stupid.
But you can't.
I mean, do you think it's women, hold on, do you think it's right to live in a society where people are kept as second-class citizens?
No, but the referendum gives them those rights that they've said that they complained about
years. Which referendum gives them that right?
That referendum that says that as the one that we have on the ballot right now.
Well, which one? There's two of them.
I don't know which one.
You don't even know?
No, listen, Jay. What I'm scared of is that all these little things.
They're not
you
little
got
things.
10%, oh, well, you got 10%. Wait, if they have the rights, they can go get married. A lot of places will marry them.
It's not because you're talking about people's civil liberties here, and you're going to tell me that you're willing to roll over people's civil liberties in order to win elections.
Well,
go to the Republican. You should go to the Republican Party. That's how they think.
Well, I mean, that's the reason that's what I'm talking about. This we're talking about stuff like this, and all these people that are listening are going to end up saying, "I'm not voting for marriage," and then they think this is all these people think of. That we're getting away from what the real problem, the big problem.
But if you are gay and lesbian, this is a real problem. If you have a segment of society that is being held in a second class status, that is a real problem.
You don't see it
as a real problem because it doesn't affect you.
Well, I guess maybe you're right.
I know I'm right.
At the end of them, we're going to lose the election because of it.
That's it. You're right. So we should not stand up for people's rights because it'll lose us the election. In other words, let me get this straight before I totally and completely blow my pyloric valve right out the side of my body. What we ought to do, then, in your opinion, is your election strategy, your winning strategy, ladies and gentlemen, Bob's winning strategy for the Democratic Party is to do this, is to ignore doing the right thing, which is to grant people their civil liberties and to stop holding them hostage as second-class citizens in order to get some seats in Congress and in order to win the election. That's your strategy, eh, Bobo?
No, my strategy is you get into office, then you can make these other changes that you want.
But if something is wrong, Bob, do you stand up for it because it's wrong, or do you keep quiet for expediency's sake?
Well, in my case, I would say you have to get into office before
your case would say you'd have to keep quiet for expediency's sake.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, let me ask you something. Where has that behavior led to success? Did it lead to success in Germany? Did it lead to the success in the run-up to the Iraqi War?
I'm asking you,
where has that strategy led to the betterment and success of mankind?
If we get into office, there wouldn't have been an Iraqi
War. Did it help with the blacklist in the 50s because people kept quiet so they could keep their jobs for expedience? Did it work then, Bob? When has it worked, Bob?
If we're in office, Jay, we can do the things we
want.
Bob,
when has it worked? I'm asking you a direct question. I'd like to get an answer.
I don't know, Jay. You know what, Bob?
You not only don't know that, but you don't know what I is about, and you don't know what 43 is about. Take the pipe. And you know what? If I get complaints over it, too bad. You can't handle it. Let's go to Chris on a cell phone. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah. Hi, Jay. It's Chris. I understand Bob's comment, but he's, to me, is fundamentally wrong. Until the time that we actually respect all of our citizens and actually everybody, it really doesn't make sense. We're all just wrong. My original comment I was going to say is that I think we as citizens of
this country need to be treated equally, period. And since we are actually differentiating marriage for some particular reason, I think the government actually ought to get out of the business of marriage and only recognize civil unions, whether you're a man or a woman or not, and let the churches do whatever they want to do in their cases on recognizing only men and women if that's what they so choose. But we're talking about citizens, and we're voting as citizens. We as citizens ought to have the same responsibilities and the same rights granted to any and all of us, period.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%.
So I don't understand this other discussions. I understand civil unions, and as a parent and as a husband, I understand that my son and my wife need some protection or need some legal rights on property issues and those kind of things, period. And I think civil unions, I don't see why that's any different as a government of alleged laws that we're supposed to be following ourselves. And I think that's one of the reasons wrong with the Republicans right now, not all Republicans, there's good Republicans, is that we look at different classes of people and different classes of citizens and different classes of people around the planet, and that's wrong. We're all people. We should follow our own rules and our own ethics. And we don't.
Well, anyway. I think everybody should have an equal opportunity in this country. Chris, thank you, man.
Sure, bye.
Appreciate it. All right, coming up, open phones. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600.
A lot. Talk to them. Reassure them. We can help. Call 1-800-789-2647. Trained and caring people are ready to assist you. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Streaky, old wiper blades are an accident waiting to happen. So don't put your safety at risk. Get to AutoZone today and do something about it. Right now, for a limited time at AutoZone, buy two Bosch Micro Edge Excel wiper blades and receive a $5 AutoZone gift card free by mail-in rebate. See store for details. So play it safe and get ready for messy fall and winter driving. Get to AutoZone and get a new set of wiper blades today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up afternoon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKCN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Cavin. In the market for a brand new home? Time now may be to buy. If government figures are any indication, the median price for a new home plunged nearly 10% last month from a year ago, the biggest drop in 35 years. Dave Siders, Chief Economist, National Association of Home Builders.
We're going to be seeing some modest, ongoing price erosion, probably into a good bit of 2007, coming off those price explosions of the last couple of years.
Lots of green at ExxonMobil, where earnings in the third quarter of this year hit $10.5 billion, second largest tally by a publicly traded U.S. company. Market analyst Art Hogan says it came at our expense when gas prices were high.
You know, we're paying $3.50+ this summer. Obviously, there's a great deal of ill will felt toward the oil companies, whether it's ExxonMobil or the rest of their brethren.
In Iraq, three suspects have been detained in the kidnapping of a U.S. soldier.
We're using all assets in our arsenal to find this American soldier. And the government of Iraq is doing everything it can, also at every level.
Lieutenant General William Caldwell in Baghdad. The October death toll for Americans in Iraq hit 96, highest monthly total in more than a year. At the White House, President Bush signed a new law this morning giving the green light to construction of a 700-mile fence along the U.S.-Mexico border. But that won't bury the controversy.
If you live in Arizona near the Mexico border, as Dave Stoddard does, you may look forward to construction of a high steel fence.
A fence will go a long ways towards eliminating or reducing the massive hordes that are coming across.
Stoddard, a veteran of the Border Patrol, says the fence also will stop unchallenged vehicles hauling drugs into the U.S. At the Mexican-American Legal Defense Fund, Eric Gutierrez does not see the fence stopping migration.
What it most likely will do will shift illegal border traffic to more dangerous places like the desert, where people will die.
Gutierrez wants a comprehensive approach on immigration. John Hartshee, CBS News, Washington.
Critics say a new political ad in Tennessee plays on racial and sexual stereotypes.
So what kind of man parties with Playboy playmates in lingerie, then films political ads from a church pew?
It targets Democratic Senate candidate Harold Ford, who's black. Barbara Lippert of Adweek magazine says,
it's just bad. It's just, you know, cheesy, and it's so ugly that I think, you know, people want to reject it. Even Republicans, you know, see a basic unfairness in it.
The Republican National Committee paid for the ad and says there are no racial subtexts. Evacuations have been ordered near Palm Springs, California, as a brush fire picks up steam. Tough one to fight, says Becky Luther of the Riverside County Fire Department.
Rocky, a lot of hills and a lot of canyons in that area. There'll be a lot of hand crews working.
They're concerned the blaze will come out of the hills and into an area where there are a lot of homes. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 28 points, NASDAQ down 5. This is CBS News.
Brace yourselves, because I'm going to bring up a subject nobody likes to think about, buying a used car. I know, painful. Well, I've got a painless solution. Honda Certified Used Cars. They're well-maintained late-model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then is backed with an incredible 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. They'll even provide a Carfax vehicle history report. Honda Certified Used Cars. It's the next best thing to new. See dealer for limited warranty details.
If you've ever struggled with a sick kid while trying to get his temperature, you'll love the new temporal scanner by Exergen. It works like magic. Just press a button, gently scan your child's forehead, and get an accurate reading, just like that. It's safe, quick, effective, and used by doctors and premier hospitals. Imagine, no more sticking thermometers in ears or rears. You can even use it while your child is sleeping. The temporal scanner from Exergen, a better thermometer for your family, and the best money you'll ever spend. Available at the pharmacy, at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine stores.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. It's a whiteout. A winter storm is blanketing the Denver metro area with power outages reported in Boulder.
We have about 1,500 to 2,000 customers out in the Boulder area just due to snow on trees and on the power line. We've called out all our crews in Boulder. They're all out working on restoring power as quickly as possible.
XL's Ethne Groves says it's too soon to say when that power will be restored in the Boulder area. In the high country, westbound I-70 is closed at Georgetown because of a rock and snowslide. The trip over Monument, one of the roads, really rough this morning.
Visibility is horrible, and heavy and blowing snow and snow-packed roads.
Dennis tells us that travelers on northbound I-25 over Monument are going about 20 to 30 miles an hour. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Blizzard-like conditions for sure now across Denver. Traffic really a mess all over the city. Double to triple travel times for sure. 225 in Aurora, southbound 25 out of Thornton North Glen, C-470 Highlands Ranch. Again, remember, we are on an accident alert in Aurora, Sheridan, Jeffco, Golden, and Lakewood. Boulder Turnpike still really bogged down across Broomfield. We have closures in the high country now extended to westbound I-70 at Evergreen Parkway. Eastbound I-70 closed at Floyd Hill. 285 remains off limits between Fairplay and the Kenosha Pass. At DIA, security wait time still only 5 minutes, but please call ahead for possible flight delays or cancellation.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann. And she she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Right now. So please be extremely careful. The show available on podcast at am760.net. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. I got one line open, and anything that you want to talk about, if you want to go back to anything we've talked about this morning, including the Iraq War, and just about anything else, it's okay with me, because that's what open phones is all about. Now, in a little under an hour now, I have the pleasure of trucking across the snow-covered parking lot and clearing the snow off Mary's car. Ugh. Snow is good for the economy. It's good for the ski season, right? But I don't like it. I want summertime to come back. I love hot weather. Okay, let's get back to the phones. We'll go to Jack and Greeley. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I was at the debate, the 4th District debate in Windsor. And you had asked about Musgrave's position on health care, so she was pinned down by a question on that.
Oh, she was? Somebody actually asked her that?
Well, these came through the moderator, but they came from people submitting questions to the media. So that was a question in the debate. And I guess I'd like to say, first of all, I've never seen her in person before, and she has this cute, sweet, syrupy high school cheerleader delivery, you know, masking that stone-cold heart. But anyway, her comment was, we have the best health care system in the world, and it elicited a huge round of laughter. And then I think she alluded to health savings accounts without saying so. Of course, that's real nice for people who've got discretionary income.
Well, right, that's a giveaway to her Wall Street supporters.
Yeah. I mean, and it's okay for the middle class if you can do it, too, because it's, you know, it helps you with a high deductible. But most of these people who are in dire need or who don't have health insurance could never do that.
But, well, maybe we should ask Marilyn. Her health insurance seems to work well. Why can't we have what she has?
Yeah, oh, boy. Yeah, we
you mean, oh, come on, Marilyn. Why won't you give us what you've got?
Yes. Well, it was a real eye-opener. Also, there was a disturbance before the thing started. I didn't see it, but somebody I know saw it. When Shiva was there, some of her handlers tried to have him thrown out even though he had a ticket. And the Windsor police officer wouldn't do it.
Why did she want him thrown out if he had a ticket?
Well, the same reason they do, you know, when Bush comes around or anybody like that. They're trying to take a page out of that book. But anyway, the cops wouldn't do it. Plus, I guess he was sitting next to the timer, and they were afraid she'd have to keep looking at him. And then, of course, she ducked out of there before he could. I guess he tried to ask her a question. She wouldn't talk to him, and they whisked her out.
Yeah, somebody told me that that Angie and the other guy, I can't think of his name.
Oh, Eric Eidness.
Yeah, that they stuck around afterwards and talked to people.
Oh, yeah.
And answered questions, but that as soon as the debate was over with, Marilyn just got up and left.
Well, it was a phalanx of, you know, big burly guys. Oh, man, oh, she was on the far right next to the moderator, so she ducked out that side of the stage.
So she didn't stick around to talk to any of her constituents?
No, because Scheibel was trying to talk to her, and they wanted to get her out of there.
Hmm.
And then I guess she had a little press conference with, you know, friendly reporters like Fox types.
afterwards, you mean?
Yeah, they took her in another room, and she had a little press conference.
Proclaiming her victory, no doubt?
I'm sure. But we had a nice spread on the front page of the Tribune. Angie looked great.
And what was the crowd like?
Well, the biggest contingent of supporters were Angie's supporters. And one of your callers the other day who was there, what was his name?
Oh, Kevin. Kevin was there.
Yeah, anyway, he said, the old professor got kind of hacked one time because Angie's supporters cheered for something. I forgot what it was. And he said, you know, he really got angry like a, you know, like an old school marm. And so nobody did that anymore. But there was all this huge laughter when she said, we have the best healthcare in the world.
How could you make a statement like that?
Well, you know, it's just heard bullet points and all the rest of that, and then this lockstep stuff. Just
what was Angie's response? Did Angie have a response to that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she talked about how 40-some million people don't have health care. You know, what she said was, we have the best technology if you can afford it, basically.
Right, that's very, very true.
You know, that's fine and dandy, but
We spend more than most Western industrialized countries and get less bang for our buck.
Well, more than any of them.
Right, right.
You know, Switzerland has universal health care with private coverage because it's mandatory and they subsidize the poor. But they do it that way.
Well, I'm still pushing for the option that since Maryland thinks that our health care is the best in the world, I'm still pushing for the option that we get what she has.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
I think she owes it to us.
Well, it's probably a tax-free perk for Congress, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'd have to look into it. I really don't know. I just know they have excellent health care, and I think that if she thinks that we have excellent health care, then I think we should all get what she gets, because I'm sure she gets it very, very cheap and seems to be taking care of her okay. Jack, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay, Jay. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
Yeah, she's something else. And that race there is going to be very, very tight. Latest poll shows Angie Piccioni about 3 points ahead. If you live in the area, please get out there and work and vote and help Angie out. 303-713-7600, one line open. We go to Suzanne, who's also in Greeley. Suzanne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Just fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. I also I am in so much in favor of Angie. I do work her campaign, but that's not what I'm calling about.
Sure.
I got the ball rolling on Representative Schultheis's comments to the Bustillo family. My husband and I teach citizenship classes to the Hispanic community free of charge.
Hmm.
And my husband, Dr. Andres Guerrero, took them through the citizenship process. What shocks me is Representative Schultheis, who is in Colorado Springs, thought it was his civil duty and obligation to come into this already badly segregated community and voice his opinions and ask, as he puts it, the questions that needed to be asked. Also disconcerting with me was he somehow received information that was not yet made public. And if I may, may I read what he wrote me?
Oh, yeah, please do.
Okay. He says, to your comment about legality, so far this is what I have learned from a source close to this. Two of the children who were killed were born in Greeley. The other deceased child, 15-year-old Enrique, was born in Mexico. Earlier this year, a professor at a community college in town taught the parents in citizenship classes. Interesting that a community college would teach citizenship to some illegally in this country. I assume that means that they are not yet citizens, but I am not positive whether they came here initially with legal documentation, the driver had a license, and the car was registered to a homeowner in Greeley. I do not know about insurance, but I understand there are possible vehicular homicide charges stemming from this, and proof of insurance could be an issue as well. And in that, he's speaking of the lone survivor of this automobile accident, Tanya, who is still recovering in the hospital. I was livid when I got this. I was so angry at this man. But yet...
But where does he get all this information?
This is a good point. Greeley is nestled up here in the northern part of Colorado. It's a very closed community. We have dealt with racism here since I was in college here in 1976. Not too long ago, an Aryan group passed flyers out in our community, and it is not a mistake that they chose our community to do this because they knew perfectly well which little cities to target it, and they knew Greeley was a hotbed for this. And now with immigration, it's just gotten worse. And this man who is from Colorado Springs evidently has some connections here And I'm guessing even in maybe the police with our police, because no one knew at that time or even thought that vehicular homicide charges were being even considered for the young woman that survived the crash.
Are they?
As I know, no, I have not.
I mean, you know, my point to Mr. Schultheis would be whether that's a possibility or it's not a possibility. What business is it of yours what happens in an area that's not in your district, that you don't represent, and that you don't have any interest? What is the overwhelming, compelling interest in the situation? And how did you find out your information? I mean, I'd really like to know how he got that information. And if I were living in Mr. Schultheis's district, I would wonder what my representative would be doing poking around in the affairs of Greeley, Colorado.
Exactly. I shot a letter to the editor. I sent letters to the Rocky Mountain News, the Denver Post, and the Colorado Springs Gazette. And I urge all people who vote, whether you're in his district or not, to get on the horn and call this man or write letters to the editor and just voice your opinion, because this is wrong. He was way out of line.
Boy, you ought to take that letter. You ought to send a copy of that letter to Jim Spencer at the Denver Post, and you ought to send it to Mike Litwin at the Rocky Mountain News.
Okay, let me get those names, because my contacts are a little bit different than yours. So you're saying who at the Rocky Mountain?
Mike Litwin.
How do you spell his last name?
That's a good question. L-I-T-T-W-I-N, I think.
L-I-T-W-I-N.
Might have two T's in there. You can go Google his name.
Online. And then the Denver Post would be?
Jim Spencer.
Oh, okay. And, you know, Channel 9, I contacted them because I'm a community activist here in Greeley. So I have a media database, and I sent it to all of my database. Channel 9 News was the only station that came down here and aired it. And they gave the Bustillo family honorable coverage, very respectful coverage, and for that I'm grateful.
Well, maybe that's why in the current ratings they're number one. Suzanne, thank you for calling. That whole thing about Schultheis just absolutely blows my mind. He ought to be ashamed of himself.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure, anytime.
Thank you.
All right. Another of the million reasons not to be associated with the GOP. 919, 19 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up. And right now we'll get progressive traffic with Gina.
Well, Jay, it's still a very tough ride for us, whether you're in the metro area or up in the high country. Just keep in mind that we have chain restrictions for several areas, including across I-70 there at the Eisenhower Tunnel. We also had snow and foggy, very foggy conditions reported on I-70 out to Peña Boulevard if you're headed out to DIA this morning. And, of course, I-70, just a tough drive in general across the city. Right now, no major collision areas, but we do have very heavy traffic reported along 225 through Aurora, C-47. Tough in both directions through Highlands Ranch. And, of course, the Boulder Turnpike very bogged down, again, east and westbound from Sheridan to I-25. Weather today, rain or snow expected through midday, could get an inch or
two. I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
I'm Fern O'Brien, and I approve this message.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Love those Stones. 9:23, 23 minutes after 9. Snow today, high of 38. AM 760, Progressive Talk, and this show available on podcast at am760.net. Let's go back to the phones. It's open phones. We'll go to Eric Edenis, who is the independent candidate for Congressional District 4. And, Eric, welcome to the show. Glad to have you call up. What's up?
Hi, Jay. You may not remember this, but we spoke a couple of months ago. I called in, and you were very clear that you were an Angie supporter, and I appreciate your forthrightness. It's pretty clear this is a fairly partisan entertainment talk show, but that's fine. You know, I left the Republican Party, and I'm running actually as a Reform Party candidate, and you probably have covered the fact that the Fort Collins, Colorado, and Angie's hometown endorsed me today, and Maryland's hometown paper, the Fort Morgan's Time, endorsed me. And, you know, I want to, by the way, schedule my equal time with you guys so I can get on your radio station. But I want Angie to do well. It's important that people understand the differences between these three candidates. And actually, Angie and I agree on a number of things. Maryland is against socialized medicine. This came up in the debate. And I made a comment that Maryland wouldn't know what socialized medicine was if it slapped her upside the head. And I've been promoting something quite different, which is a national universal health insurance, very much like what we have for our seniors, but make it eligible for all Americans. Angie and I both agree that the system is broken, but our strategies are quite different. I think the country's ready for a national health insurance program. And, by the way, on the Terri Schiavo issue, Angie didn't address that, unfortunately. I did. I take a very personal position on issues like Congress interfering with our family decision-making. It's something I learned about when I went to Vietnam. Privacy and the responsibility to challenge your government, we don't agree with them, is a duty of all Americans. And I actually brought up the Schiavo issue, so afterwards Terry came up to me and thanked me very much because I hit it right head-on. And I was also being not directly critical of Maryland because I believe in civility, but I think the people in the audience got the point.
Well, what was the audience reaction when you brought it up?
Well, as someone said earlier, the audience was pretty well shut down by Bob Lawrence, the moderator, although there were a number of laughs and a number of impromptu applause. I don't recall right now. You'd have to go and look at the feed on channel9news.com or go to ericforcongress.org. I have a link to that as well. But, you know, I think one of the things I wanted to mention to your listeners out there, I truly understand that, you know, that we are a two-party and unfortunately a divided and partisan nation. And I think the reason, I'm certain the reason that Colorado endorsed me is because I just will not play in that. I left the Republican Party because it had left me. I was sick of the partisanship and the attack ads. And when you look at the demographics of the pollings for me, my demographic is 18 to 35 and then 50 to 80. And if you read the Rocky Mountain News report yesterday on registered voters in Colorado since January 1st, over 50% of new registered voters are unaffiliated. We have 37% unaffiliated in the 4th Congressional District. And the age of these are the very young. So I'm really happy to be appealing to these kids that are coming into the voting age and are just disgusted, as are the elderly people who've been around a long time, and I consider myself at 61 moving into that range. And people are just tired of this sort of thing. And, you know, if I had every vote for every person that came up to me and at the debate from the Piccioni campaign and from the Musgrave campaign supporters who said, "Eric, you're the best candidate, but, gee, you know, I have a loyalty to Angie, I have a loyalty to Marilyn," I would win this race, hands down. And my obvious disadvantage is running as a functional independent. I don't have the reach and the money of a party. I've spent $39,000 and have 10% of the vote right now. I think it's actually higher, and it's going to be an interesting outcome.
Yeah, but when you say that about the reach of a party, I mean, there's no question that that Angie has gotten money from the Democratic Party, and I would hope that she has gotten money from the Democratic Party. Probably not gotten as much as she should, and she's also though gotten a lot of money from people like myself who just give what we can.
Well, absolutely.
You know, and try to do the best job we can to help her, because there are a lot of us out here who believe that she would do the best job. And my feeling about her goes even twofold. It not only goes the fact that I think she's bright, and that I think she's capable, and that I think that she's has one of the biggest hearts and is just such a stand-up person, but also the fact that meeting up with her at various functions, I've gotten to know her, and there's just not enough I can say about how what a great human being she is in the 4th District.
Good for you. You've made my point, though. You don't know me, so, you know, without the money, without being able to pick up a phone,
I've looked at your website. I mean, I make no bones about it what I am. I mean, I am a Democrat. Am I happy with everything in the Democratic Party? No, but I seek to be involved to try to change those things that I'm not happy about. But I consider myself to be a Democrat, and I will always be a Democrat. And
well, that's great.
And I'll support the nominee.
The nation wants to be ruled, governed from the middle. We know that the national.
I don't think Angie's talking. I don't think Angie and the Democratic Party is not talking about governing from the middle. I don't see them as being from the extreme at all. I think if you look at the polls that are out there of what people want, the Democratic Party is talking about what people want.
Well, Jay, they say a lot of things that some of them say things that I want too. You can't define me as a Republican or independent or Democrat. I go across the board because I can follow my own heart. I don't have the magnetic pull of a party anymore, and it's very liberating. You know, and one thing that, you know, I want Angie to do well. I've tried to develop a personal relationship with her. I want her to focus more on her message and away from attacking. I think it's better for her if she does. You know, you can't win this race. You can't take an incumbent seat by being anybody but the incumbent. You got to earn it. And she knows that, and she's working hard at it. But, you know, I didn't get into this race to be a potted plant. You know, I served as a presidential appointee. I'm a Vietnam combat veteran. You know, I've run companies. I'm a water engineer. You know, I have a very robust background. It doesn't make me better or special, but I'll tell you one thing. I have an unusual passion to leave my children, my three wonderful children, a better legacy than we've created in the last 6 years, and that's probably something you would agree with as well, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, great. Well, look, I don't want to take any more of your time up. I just want your voters to go to ericforcongress.org. It's going to be an uncertain outcome. There's no way of knowing. But, plus, at the end of the day, let's just stop this partisanship. I mean, you feed it. That's what you guys on talk show. You're entertaining.
What do you mean? What do you mean? I feed it?
Well, because you talk. You know, it's when I listen to your competitor, the other station in Loveland. I mean, you're hearing rhetoric that is just falling on the extremes of either the left or the right.
Give me an example of the rhetoric that I use that falls on the extreme of the extreme left. Give me an example.
Well, you got me short hairs because I don't take notes on these things.
Well, all right, but hold on a second. No, don't run off. Hold on a minute. Because this is where you start to move in to an area where this gets sensitive and it gets touchy, and this is an area that I personally am real worn out and I'm real tired about. The idea that guys like yourself, and all due respect, and Joseph Lieberman tries to pawn himself off in this category as well, that you guys are nonpartisan and that we're all partisan and that you're the answer because you can govern from the middle and that we use extreme rhetoric, but what have I said that would qualify as being extreme rhetoric?
This is what you do best, Jay. Look,
why don't you answer the question you made a charge.
When am I going to get my airtime?
Eric, you made a charge, and now I want you to back it up. What extreme rhetoric, Eric? Eric, answer the question for me.
Because if you come on the show,
I'm going to ask you the same question again. Because you made the statement, now I want you to back it up.
Well, let's bring me on the show.
I want you to back it up, Eric. Back it up. What extreme rhetoric? What have I said that is extreme, Eric? Point out what I've said that is an extreme idea. Give me an example.
Jay, I've obviously hit your hot button. I apologize for doing that. Perhaps I've overreached.
But why don't you do this, Eric? Instead of opening your mouth and making charges that, Eric, you can't substantiate in a public forum.
You sound like Rush Limbaugh, Jay.
Oh, now I sound like Rush Limbaugh. Okay.
On the other side.
All right.
Yeah, because the best way to deal with a criticism is to try to put somebody that comes in with a good heart. I just want
an example of what I've done.
Well,
if I'm going to be accused of something, please tell me what it is.
You're absolutely right. I'll tell you, I'll send you a letter so you can read about it. There'll be plenty of fodder when I listen to you over the next few weeks if I have time to do that. Look, thanks for taking my call, Jay. I totally appreciate that you support the Democrats with their platform and that you support Angie. That's great. You know, I'm not saying I'm the cure-all to our problems. All I am saying is that I'm an alternative in this race, and if people just take a look at me, you may have looked at your website. I don't think you know who I am. And I think I should come on and we should talk, even if it's after the election. So why don't we just agree on this point?
Let me leave it this way. You can call any time you want. You're more than welcome to be on the show any time you want. But you ought to consider this fact. That if you call or you come on or whatever the story is, and you make a statement, and you say somebody's using extreme rhetoric, then you need to be prepared to back that statement up.
I would not make that statement about you
because I've never heard you use extreme rhetoric, so I wouldn't just toss it out there unless I had something to point to. I can say it about Marilyn Musgrave because I've heard her say extreme things.
Well, if you've seen my website, you will know whether or not I've said things extreme, right?
Okay, but my point is, when you make a statement, be prepared to back it up.
Well, I will.
Okay.
I will, Jay.
Just down
on your venue today, and, you know, you made a good point. But I think, you know, let's just move on. Let's let people find out who I am, ericforcongress.org. We'll see. We'll see what happens on election day, whether what I have to say resonates with people that are not partisan, diehard partisan supporters of the two major party candidates. And hey, if they are, that's great. And if Angie wins, good luck. I want Maryland to do well too. But at the end of the day, people want to know who their candidates are. And I am going to accept your invitation to come on anytime. I'll call your management and try to schedule this in the next several days. How's that?
Fine.
Then we can pursue this issue of extreme rhetoric or not. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Anytime.
Thanks, Jay. All right. Bye-bye.
It's 9:35. It's 35 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get a look. Oh, I got a road close alert here. Eastbound I-70, mile marker 205, that's Silverthorne to exit 255, Golden Morrison. Accidents, adverse conditions, blowing snow, slush, icy, snowpack. Do you kind of have the same thing there, Gina?
Hey, we're wrapping up the commute, but not these winter weather problems. In fact, we have a major freeway closure now of I-25, both directions at mile marker 167. That's Greenland, so south of the Denver area. Expect to be caught up in those backups either end of that. Still a messy drive, of course, around the city. Just give yourself a lot of extra time to your destination. Traffic still jammed up on both interstates. Not a lot of change on surface streets. And those closures in the high country, now westbound I-70 at Evergreen Parkway, eastbound at Floyd Hill, 285 still off limits between Fair Play and the Kenosha Pass. Weather today, rain or snow expected through midday. We could get an inch.
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
6737.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 940. It's 40 minutes past the hour. Snow today, and 38. And it's eventually supposed to taper off. Eventually. And then tonight, mostly clear in the low of 26. And then tomorrow, a high of 54. Okay, hope you had an okay time trying to make it to work, too, this morning. Let's get back to the phones. It's open phones at 303-713-7600. And we go to Christine, who's in Fort Collins. Christine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I just wanted to say I was also at that debate the other night, and I didn't know anything about the Chavo incident beforehand, but my friend and I, now we were right up front on the right-hand side, and we did notice something strange, and now it's really making a lot of sense to me as to why this happened. There was a Musgrave guy that was lining up, it seemed like well over a dozen teenagers, all along the wall, for about 10 minutes before the debate even ended. And my friend and I are going, like, what are they up to? You know, this looked really strange. And there, you know, he's calling more people out of the audience. And what they were there for, that was, as soon as the debate ended, they rushed the stage. I mean, rushed the stage to, I guess now I know it was to block Marilyn, to block Chavo from going up to Marilyn and asking her questions. It was a big burly guy that was organizing them. I don't know if he was a bodyguard or whatever, but it was really odd. At first, we just thought that, you know, she just wanted to hurry up and leave, because I don't think her performance was very good at all. She didn't have much to say, and I think she just wanted to hurry up and get out of there. I did not realize that Chavo was there. I noticed him. I didn't recognize him at first, and then I realized the next day that it was him. But now it's real obvious why they were lining up all those kids to rush the stage. And another just strange thing, speaking of the kids, your previous caller had made the comment that it seemed like there was a lot more Pacioni supporters there, and that really appeared to be true. But the percentage of the Musgrave supporters that were there, a large percentage of them were young children and teenagers who couldn't vote, taking up dozens and dozens and dozens of seats. And you knew there were Musgrave people because they all had the stickers on and the red shirts on. But there was this inordinate amount of young people, and I just figured, I thought, well, they couldn't get enough of her supporters there, so they had to get the families to fill up the seats with all their young children.
Wow, that's strange. I wonder why she couldn't get anybody there.
Well, I don't know if that was necessarily the case, but that's what it seemed to me. And those tickets were very hard to come by.
And why did she run off? What was the point behind running off like that?
I don't know, but she did. She shook the hands of all the teenagers that surround her. They surrounded her in such a huge block that nobody else could approach Marilyn. If I wanted to approach her and had said something, I would not have been able to. I could not break through this huge, you know, mass of teenagers that were all shouting, and good job, Marilyn, good job, Marilyn. And it was really, really odd. And now, when I heard that other fellow saying that he had heard that they tried to get Chavo to leave, now it makes sense.
She didn't want to face
him. Have a lot of people, reporters and stuff around him, and I overheard him saying that, you know, she wouldn't talk to me. And I didn't know exactly who he was. I just knew I recognized him, but it didn't, you know, hit me until the next day as to who he was. But
wow.
It was really peculiar, and those kids were lining up there. I was right down in the front on the right-hand side, and I just kept looking at them, trying to figure out what are they planning to do here. This was really odd. And they were up there for a good 10 minutes, just complete, you know, all right up to the door where Marilyn was going to be rushed out. And there was a crowd around her as she was going down the steps and being taken out.
I wonder why she was scared to talk to Michael Chavo.
Oh, I wonder. I wonder why.
Hmm.
I mean, you're joking, right? You do know why she didn't want to talk to him, right?
Well, I mean, on one hand, yes, I can see that. But on the other hand, if you make a public statement like that and if you stand up and do what she did,
when she took to the floor.
Yeah, it seems to me that, What now? You're like going to ignore him? I mean,
right.
You know,
this isn't being reported on anywhere that she ignored him.
No, you're right. It doesn't. Until you guys started calling to tell me about it, I had no idea.
No, it's not. It's certainly not in our newspaper. And our newspaper today, the Coloradoan, as you probably heard, I don't know, because I just turned on the show when one of the other guys was talking. The Coloradoan today endorsed Eric Idness.
Yeah, he was just talking about
it. Yeah, I heard him. Yeah, I heard you and him, and thank you for standing your ground. I'm glad you said what you said. He's a good guy. I mean, he really did. He did, you know, score points during that debate. He does seem to know what he's talking about. But and I did go to his site after I saw him, and I got to tell you, there's something on there that really kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And I don't know if he's doing something like this intentionally, but there's an article on in there where he was talking to a reporter, and he was discussing the attack ads that were going back and forth between Angie and Musgrave. And he said that what he told the reporter what he would like to do is tell Angie and Marilyn, and this is the quote, "Girls, go to your room." And that, to me, just kind of
He kind of has... He has an attitude. There's no question about it. I mean, look how he was towards me about, you engage in extreme rhetoric. Well, what extreme rhetoric, pal?
Right. Well, he didn't seem, I wouldn't have dreamed that I was going to read something like this based on what I saw at the debate. And he really did, you know, he does know his stuff. And he's the type of guy that you would like to sit down and have a beer with. You know, that's the way he came across. But when I read that, you know, girls, that's like an old macho trick.
Yeah, it is.
In the corporate world to try and keep women in their place, you know, to try and intimidate them. And that really rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
I'll tell them that if I ever meet them.
Well, you probably just did. He's probably listening, so you probably did tell him.
Probably.
Now he'll accuse you of engaging in extreme rhetoric.
Yep. Well, go to his site before it gets removed. Go to his site and you'll see it. Hurry up.
Thanks. I appreciate the call.
Okay, Jay. Take it easy.
All right. We'll see you later. 9:47, 47 minutes before the hour. One line open at 303-713-7600. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, I engage in extreme rhetoric, and I'm proud of it. Let's get a look at extreme traffic now with... Gina, it's, I can never think of his name. Do we know? Do we not? Do I know who it is? I don't know who it is. Well, he'll just thank me anyway, so go ahead.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we've got some problems, to say the least. Just getting word now that I-25 is closed both directions at mile marker 167. That's the Greenland exit. Once again, I-25 closed in both directions. To go along with the other closures, we have eastbound I-70 closed at Floyd Hill. That is shut down completely. Westbound I-70 has been closed for several hours because of a rock slide at Silver Plume. Westbound I-70 closed at Evergreen. Eastbound I-70 at Floyd Hill. We also have a lot of absolute stop-and-go traffic. Northbound I-2 1/4 between Iliff Avenue and Alameda. Also southbound I-2 1/4 between Parker Road and Iliff. I'm Steve Lewis, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Keller Graduate School of Management offers 7 master's degree programs in business and technology, including 15 MPA concentration.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight. and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Yeah, and if you call them in the next 15 minutes, you can find out how to get a 30-day supply absolutely free.
All right, so to find out how to get your free bottle of Dexcel-10, call in the next 15 minutes. Here's the number, 1-800-900-0340. 1-800-900-0340. Once more, 1-800-900-0340.
Live, local, and progressive. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Fifty-two minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, only 38, snow out there. And it should taper off when we start to get towards nighttime, at least, you hope it does. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Richard in Denver. Richard, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay?
Yes, Richard.
Hi, I'm a long-time listener, but my first-time caller. Thank God for you and Air America. Wanted to have a couple quick comments for you. I watched the debate from Greeley on the Greeley Tribune's new podcast system, and a couple of things. One, the biggest laugh and response to any comment made, which the moderator immediately shut down, was when when Angie Picconi expressed her feelings about gay marriage, and she said basically that the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, she quoted the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and that response was overwhelmingly positive for her. Everybody started yelling and clapping, and the moderator at that point in time, basically, I liked what the other person said just recently online, like a school marm, shut that down. But that got the biggest comment from the crowd. And the other thing is that I had a friend who attended this and was sitting close to the front. He also said, as this last caller said, that something strange began happening towards the end of the debate when all these teenagers in these red shirts started lining up on the wall of the room there. And indeed, they did rush up on the stage, literally surrounded Musgrave, surrounded her. It clearly was a something that was done with pre-thought. They had planned this, and no one could have gotten to her at all. It was a fascinating, I didn't see it myself, but it certainly, my friend said it was very odd. Something had been pre-planned in that manner. One other comment. The gentleman who is running on the reform ticket, I did go to his site as well. I read the same thing that the previous woman just spoke about girls go to your room. And, I mean, that, in my opinion, also, he talks a good talk, but that just blew it for me because he clearly is still part of that good old boy concept. And I also thought, you stick to your guns so well when someone challenges you on, you're just a Democratic talking head with these exaggerated comments. That is so untrue, and you really caught him on that, and I appreciate for you to do that sort of thing.
Well, thanks. I just didn't appreciate his attitude, but he's got kind of, he's called here before.
Really?
And I think if I wanted to make a case out of it, I think I could make a case that the federal guidelines call for the fact that you have to give equal time to to people running for federal office. I've never had Angie on here more than probably 15 minutes at a shot, and yeah, I've had him on here twice. I think I can make a case that he's had an equal shot, and probably I probably could go and and probably say I don't want him on and probably block him from coming on. But you know what? He could come on.
Yeah.
If he thinks he's going to come on here and he's going to get an hour, he's sadly mistaken. I'll give him the same 15 or 16 minutes that I give everybody. He's not going to get anything more than that. But this is the second time he's called. And
really?
The first time he called me, he had kind of an attitude, too. And he had kind of an attitude from the get-go here.
Oh, definitely.
When he
yeah.
called. And he's a guy who's got an attitude. And you
yeah.
know what? After November the 7th, he can take his attitude somewhere else.
Yes, I agree. And one final thing. Anyone can help the Democrats in this election. If you've got a few hours, call the Democratic Party in Denver or go to Angie Picone's site, get a hold of their leaders, and spend some time on the phones during the next few weeks. That's what, or during the next 10 days or so. That's the only way that we're going to win in Colorado and nationwide, is to get out and call and take people to the polls. And that is the only way we're going to do it, because the Republican machine is gearing up.
Yep, and they've got a good ground game. So
we've got a great ground game.
We've got to get involved. And I urge everybody to go to Angie's site, go to Bill Winter's site, go to Ed Perlmutter's site, go to Jay Fawcett's site, go to John Salazar's site. And let's get motivated, and let's make a difference, and go to Bill Ritter's site, go to Ken Gordon's site. I mean, find a candidate or even a referendum issue or an amendment that you want to get involved with, and get involved, and for God's sakes, get out there
and
make sure you vote. Thank you, Richard.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you, Jay.
Okay, man.
Bye.
Appreciate it. All right, that's it for this morning, and now I get to go out and face the outdoors. After I faced it already this morning, now I can take all the snow off of Mary's car and attempt to drive it home without getting myself killed. All right, back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, former 9/11 Commissioner Tim Romer will also introduce you to a law enforcement official who believes that marijuana should be legalized. That and hopefully the return of Christy Harvey. That's all tomorrow, plus your phone calls on an open phone Friday here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Any or part of the show available in podcasts at am760.net.
We've narrowed it down to the top five in the Progressive Radio Star contest. Listen to the clips of the five finalists on am760.net and cast your vote for who should move on to the national finals. Voting ends Thursday, 5 p.m. Jay Marvin will announce the winner Friday morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. Here's more proof.
My name's Kristen. I lost 21 pounds.